Town Hall. I'm John Scott. The vote counting continues in the race for governor in California. The election was Tuesday. Still no final tally. Republican Steve Hilton and Democrat Javier Becerra remain the two top vote getters. Meanwhile, there's more trouble in Arizona.
In Arizona's sprawling fake electors case, Attorney General Chris Mayes is headed back to the drawing board, or rather back to a grand jury. Her office says they will try and re-prosecute after the Arizona Supreme Court denied her appeal of a lower court ruling. A Phoenix judge concluded that the first grand jury hadn't been shown the text of the Electoral Count Act, a 19th century law cited by defendants that governs the certification of presidential contests. 18 people were indicted for fraud, forgery, and conspiracy over efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Among them were Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, other Trump aides, and some prominent Arizona Republicans. I'm Jennifer King.
Sanctions imposed on Cuba's president by the Trump administration. Lisa Dwyer with that report.
The United States has imposed sanctions on Cuba's President Miguel Díaz-Canel, along with four other individuals, including Alejandro Castro Espín, the son of former President Raúl Castro. Trump has ratcheted up talk of a regime change in Cuba after pledging to conduct a friendly takeover of the country if its leadership did not open its economy to American investment and kick out U.S. adversaries. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said Trump's preference is to reach a deal with the island's socialist leadership. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former Trump administration National Security Advisor John Bolton has agreed to plead guilty to a single count of retaining classified information under a deal with the Justice Department that could allow him to avoid prison time. Under the agreement, Bolton would also face a $2.25 million fine. More on these stories from townhall.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Progressive knows that boat days can come with unexpected problems.
It's been a tough Saturday on the lake. I ordered swim trunks in this orange cream color, but it's actually more orange auburn. Oh, and it's swimwear. I probably can't even return these.
If a real problem comes along, your boat's protected 24/7 with Progressive. So you can keep worrying about boater problems. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And a good start right now for both the harbor tunnels. Nothing major, but at 5:30, there was a problem northbound in the old harbor tunnel. Very quickly cleared. Was there about 5 minutes. It was a broken down vehicle in the right lane. Right now, both the tunnels completely clear. No problems at all. Beltway looks good. You'll have no problems getting downtown. JFX is open from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got sizzling sunshine with hot temperatures and highs in the low 90s today. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
59 degrees in White Marsh, 59 at Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The 2025 death of a Baltimore Department of Transportation worker has been ruled a homicide, and upgraded charges are expected against the woman charged in the case. Kiana Bonaparte was in court Tuesday, where she rejected a plea deal in the death of Gregory Turnipseed. The 71-year-old DOT employee was beaten along St. Paul Street in October in a dispute over a parking spot. Bonaparte and her 15-year-old daughter allegedly beat Turnipseed, and he died in November. Maryland's congressional delegation has announced federal funding to help reduce a backlog in forensic biology and DNA testing in the state. Department of Justice grants of just over $1.3 million will be awarded to the Forensic Sciences Division of Maryland State Police and Police Department crime labs in Baltimore City, Baltimore, Montgomery, and Prince George. George's County. The lawmakers say backlogs in DNA processing can create roadblocks to solving many violent and nonviolent crimes, and the federal investment will help law enforcement to process evidence more efficiently. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 017, the pick 4, 5875. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof old, leaking, or damaged? Peak Custom Remodeling is taking 25% off all roofing projects now through June 15th. Peak is a CertainTeed premier credentialed roofing company, meaning their team maintains strict standards for installer training and product knowledge. This means Peak is able to offer warranties backed by CertainTeed and peace of mind that no other roofer in Maryland can. Call 443-988-PEAK or go to peakcustomremodeling.com for 25% off roofing. That's 443-988-7325.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, Bailey caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Kobe Mayo's my guy. He came up with the Fenway special yesterday.
0-2, and Mayo skies it out to left, backing up Duran, looking up at the wall, and it's off the monster, down and in play. It's a foot race to the plate, all the contact with two outs, clearing the bases with a three-run double.
And Wagner with the call on Masson. Mayo's pop fly, three-run double off the monster, was the big blow yesterday, keying a six-run first, and Trevor Rogers pitched effectively into the six as the Birds take two of three from the Red Sox. 8-2 was the final yesterday at Fenway. Noting how difficult the early innings have been for Baltimore, manager Abernes was pleased about the early outburst.
A great job by our offense coming out ready from pitch one. Obviously, Wardy setting the tone, and you know, it was a great job grinding out bats, getting good pitches to hit, running the bases aggressively, you know, and to give, you know, any starter but Rod, you know, a six-run cushion before he even steps on the mound. Really good.
Meanwhile, the Stanley Cup final continued last night in Carolina. Game two, and this one was a classic.
If they score, the game winner in overtime. Gostis Bear. They score! Seth Jarvis quiets the critics and ignites the crowd.
Sean McDonough with the call on ESPN. Seth Jarvis, 3:56 into overtime, lifts Carolina past Vegas to tie the series at one. The Jarvis goal came after a thrilling third period that included four goals in the last 10 minutes and one called off because of goaltender interference. Coming up in 30 minutes, the resurgence of Trevor Rogers, and maybe it's just in time. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer. Keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday free-for-all, June the 5th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program today, George Soros' group spending nearly $750,000 in Baltimore County on one specific race. We also take a look at TDS on the part of Baltimore County Democrat executive candidates. And President Trump ordering an investigation into the California vote count. They're still counting votes in the once golden state. But our top story here today, finally, a politician, not really though, the President of the United States is doing something to lower energy costs here in Maryland.
Starting this summer, the West Gateway project will break ground, and by summer 2028, over 12 million tons of clean, beautiful coal per year will be shipped to countries all around the world. And this project's been delayed over 10 years, and Biden ended it, and then Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him, Barack Hussein Obama? Another one. He's another beauty. But that delay is now over, and it's going to be very productive. It's going to fuel our electric plants in particular. It's going to be amazing. Finally, we're taking nearly $200 million in that to set aside for the Green New Scam, and it was set aside for the Green New Scam. But the Green New Scam is history. And repurposing that money so that we restart a coal plant in Maryland and help build two brand new coal plants in Alaska and West Virginia. And these are all built with new technology. It's very clean. It's amazing what how that's come along. It's all very clean. And the first new coal plants to open in our country since 2013 couldn't open. You couldn't even think. They were only closing them. They were closing them, and yet brownouts all over the place. But you don't have that anymore, do you notice?
Clean, beautiful coal. That's what he's talking about yesterday. $700 million has been announced to reopen coal-fire plants for coal miners and to reopen coal mines. Let's face it, the only energy sources that actually work to generate affordable electricity are coal, natural gas, and nuclear. And again, we hear from people like Governor Moore. Al Gore, please pick up the red phone, Al Gore, paging Al Gore, that it is, of course, solar and wind. Just don't cut it. Now, one of these days, there will be perhaps an alternative fuel, a source, but right now we don't have it. And again, we Marylanders are paying out the wazoo, as you know. We'll talk with Baltimore Sun reporter Mena Ibrahim a little bit later on this morning about electric rates here in Maryland. But the $200 million grants will go to restart the AES Warrior Run Limited Partnership coal plant in Cumberland in Western Maryland, and $85 million would go towards AES Warrior. The president saying this effort will reduce electricity costs by $50 billion while creating over 14,000 jobs. Governor Moore, of course, criticizing the effort through a spokesperson saying the Trump administration is subsidizing energy sources of the last century while shutting down projects that are cheaper, faster, and cleaner. Well, that's just the biggest bunch of bulldookie I've ever heard in my life. It is not cheaper. It is certainly not faster. It may be cleaner, but right now, that's certainly not going to meet the needs of what we need here in Maryland. So the Democrats gave you $12 off your energy bill. Whoop-de-doo. President Trump is going to reduce electricity costs by $50 billion and create 14,000 jobs, and that is the big difference. 613 traffic weather on the threes. With the update now, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning. BW Parkway, not bad right here at Route 100 through Arundel Mills down to Route 32, and then this morning, at least so far, still clear, coming up towards Powder Mill Road from the Capitol Beltway. The outer loop in Montgomery County on the Capitol Beltway, there's a brief delay there. It's a speed reduction at Route 29. All is well through Annapolis Bay Bridge. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound were clear from the bridge over to the Severn River Bridge and towards I-97. And right now, top of the hill, we're clear at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday and upcoming weekend. It'll be sunny and hot today, low 90s. Temps in the mid-60s tonight. Sunshine, hot, and a little more humid tomorrow in the low to mid-90s. Chance for some thunderstorms later on tomorrow afternoon, evening, into Sunday morning as well, based on that humidity creeping into the area. So right now, we're already at 65 in Annapolis and 60 in Pikesville. Time for some one-liner news for you here this morning. FIFA has reversed its own decision and will no longer allow fans to bring reusable water bottles into stadiums during the World Cup. Yeah. If you drink too much water during a soccer match, you could end up going to the bathroom and miss the only goal.
So that's true.
Yeah, you have to be very careful with that.
It's a fun game.
Yeah. UFC's parent company, TKO, expects to be losing money, some $30 million on the MMA fight taking place on the White House lawn.
Wow.
Of course, in D.C., it's never really losing money. It's just deficit spending, I think.
Right. They'll write a check for
it. Jeff Bezos investing $500 million to discover the brain's core algorithm. So Amazon delivery will apparently show up at your front door before you even think about buying something now. That's what they're going with. Sarah Kellen, never heard her name? Jeffrey Epstein's personal assistant, a.k.a. his sex scheduler.
Oh, okay.
Is writing a tell-all book.
Wow.
Yeah. And as soon as the Justice Department finishes redacting it, I'm sure we'll get a chance.
That'd be one page.
To read it. Famed director Quentin Tarantino is criticizing Hollywood movie studios, comparing them to flavorless sausage factories.
Oh.
Flavorless sausage factory sounds like the a new name for the Chuck Whitaker biopic.
That's nice. Sausage.
Sausages.com.
Sausage's own. Unreal. All right, it's National Donut Day.
Donuts.
Yeah, we'll do that during our Chuck's food news coming up in just a second. All the big deals, especially at Dunkin' today. But it's time once again for our classic rock music trivia challenge. Can you name one of the two things that these three artists or bands have in common?
Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean.
All right, three bands are Rush, ZZ Top, and The Police. So if you have any idea what, there's two things they have in common, so we'll just accept one of the two things, or if you really want to impress us, you can give us both things.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I started with Canada, and I'm like, no, they're not all from Canada.
No, they're not all. The Police are from England.
And I thought Big Noses.
ZZ Top from down south.
Geddy Lee has a very big nose, and big noses make you sing better.
Yeah.
It's proven. Look
okay.
at Steve Perry.
Right. I don't think Sting does, though.
No, Sting doesn't have a big
right.
nose.
Yeah, so but that's a good try, though. You know, it's giving it the all-American try there this morning, Maggie.
I try. I'm like, I'm desperate. Somebody help!
All right, we'll throw it out there. First correct caller.
Should throw it out.
Exactly. Well, at least he didn't say they're loud and they stink. We're making some progress
just
here, folks.
Just put me down for that every day.
All right. We'll just put you down. How's that go?
That's fine. I'm ready.
I'm used to it.
Just give me a shot and let me go to sleep.
Yeah, no, we can't let you do that. Not until at least after 8:53.
That's nice. All right. On the clock till then. That's right. I'm working for the man.
All right, we got guests pouring in. Let's see. Chris in West Virginia. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing fine.
Great. One of the items is that they're trios.
Yes, very good. They're all three bands are trios. Of course, Rush, ZZ Top, and Police. So that's one of the items. You're right, Chris. So congratulations on that guess. And
wow, that's good.
Yeah, that is good. Three member bands and or trios. So we'll take that. There's one other thing that they have in common, all three bands. And so we'll get to that in just a second. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 618 410 922 6680 1800 WCBM 680. You can email us at am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. But this is serious energy dominance. Look, the United States, not only are we spending $700 million on this entire project nationwide, and that includes reopening coal-fired plants, again, helping coal miners. And the president's using the 1950 Defense Production Act, so $200 million here in Maryland and to open two coal plants in Alaska and West Virginia, $500 million to restart 13 other coal plants across the country, building a new coal export terminal in California. You know how many coal plants China built last year? 50. 50 coal plants. So, again, China and India, I mean, you know, they're burning up the coal, and we're supposed to think we don't all share the same atmosphere, right? That somehow it gets compartmented or something, that just because we're going to burn cleaner or use clean wind or solar or whatever, that we're not going to have the same effects that the people. Come on. That's just ridiculous. And we earlier this week, we told you that the coal climate alarmism hoax was blown out of the water by the United Nations, of all people. So in a minute, we'll tell you what Governor Moore had to say at his speech yesterday at Salisbury University about energy. But here is a president, here is a man doing something about our being energy dominant, lowering electricity prices, while here in the state of Maryland, the governor and the Democrats have made it nothing except more expensive and causing us a lot of, hassle when it comes to paying our bills. And I just hope and pray that we don't suffer any of these brownouts and or blackouts coming up a little bit later on in this summer. Buzz in Eldersburg has another guest for us on the Classic Rock Music Trivia Challenge. Buzz?
Yes. The bass players sing.
Bingo. You got it, man. You guys are on it today. All three lead singers are bass players.
That's cool. Thanks.
All right, Buzz. Thanks so much. It's really cool that you guys get it each and every time. That is amazing. 621, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority Friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, Treasurer.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, Committee to Elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, Treasurer.
Maryland is headed in the wrong direction. Rising crime. Higher taxes. Out-of-touch politicians in Annapolis. Enough is enough. John Myrick is running for governor to restore public safety, cut taxes, and put Maryland families first. It's time to get Maryland back on track. Vote John Myrick for governor.
Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick. Thomas Cynthia Price, Treasurer.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer. Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
623. Traffic and weather on the threes, and with the update now, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so after the last couple of days where we had problems at both the tunnels, this morning we're clear. We're under 5 minutes. We'll take that any time, and right now the southbound traffic looks good, both on 95 and 895. Beltway on the west side should fill in just a bit around I-70 going down towards Route 40, but otherwise no problems. The Parkville side is still in the clear, and the inner loop is okay through Green Spring, headed over towards the JFX and eventually towards I-83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and a hot one today, low 90s for the high, overnight temperatures in the mid-60s, and right now we're looking at Well, it is 63 and mostly sunny in Ocean City and 62 in Parkville. So, again, a lot of lip service from the Maryland Democrats, including Governor Tax and Spend More regarding rate relief for us here. And you got Electric Bill Ferguson, the Senate President, and Jocelyn Paymore Melnick. Over in the House. Then you got Governor Tacson, Spend More. Look, Maryland Democrats created this crisis, this energy crisis here in the state of Maryland. Of course, these mandates that they passed in the Climate Control Act of 2022, they're the ones that drove up costs. They're the ones that cheered when Brandon Shores and other plants like Warrior Run were shut down. I think Warrior Run was shut down 2 years ago. That's now going to reopen. And again, they basically completely ruined our baseload capacity. They diverted all this ratepayer money to prop up the general fund. And Maryland politicians are out there saying that, you know, it's finally we're going to get some relief here. The $12 a month, that's not going to help. And they know it. That was just a Hail Mary last minute in the 11th hour trying to save face in all of this. But again, Maryland Republicans are reacting. Senator Mike McKay, who represents District 1 in Western Maryland, saying this is exactly the kind of investment Allegheny County has needed and deserved. Real jobs, real investment, real power generation coming back to our community. This is great news. Minority Senate Leader Steve Hershey saying we're generally encouraged by this news and we want to see it succeed for Maryland families. And we'll see where this comes in on the grid. And if it's just, you know, if we add that electric generation in Western Maryland, how that might help the power grid for the rest of the state as well. I'm sure it will in some capacity. Then you got Governor Tacson Spend More yesterday defending his regime's efforts to ease this energy crisis. He was speaking at an event at Salisbury on the Eastern Shore, and he said, quote, "We know, you know what will be really helpful? Let's stop fighting foreign wars," end of quote. Well, we're again, the thing is, Iran has been threatening Great Satan, that's us, and Little Satan, Israel, for 47, going on 48 years now. And they again, have been directly responsible for the death of 1,000 Americans. And he doesn't seem to care about that whatsoever. We're not trying to start a foreign war. President Trump is trying to finish it. It was started by Iran back in 1979. But then over the energy prices, he said, since the Strait of Hormuz has been closed, we've seen how gas prices all across this country and, frankly, all across the world have continued to skyrocket. We're now fighting a war that none of us understand, but that we'll all be paying for. Really? End of quote. You don't understand why we are fighting this war? Or this military combat operation, Epic Fury, whatever you want to call it. Again, I guess you don't pay much attention to the news. Either you're just ignorant, or you don't care. Because I know you're not stupid when you hear you were in the military and you served again in the military, and you were in Afghanistan, where that was ground zero for a lot of this Islamic fascism, including the fact that Iran is yearning for a nuclear weapon. And again, when they threaten the United States and Israel and the world, for that matter, with annihilation because they believe in the return of the Mahdi, that's the Islamic Armageddon, and they believe it is their responsibility to bring it about, maybe we should listen to them. Maybe we should believe them. Maybe we should finally say, okay, that's it. Finally, a president that's doing something about it, not committing ground troops, but trying to get them now to the peace negotiation. Yeah, so gas prices have spiked. They're still less than they were under the Biden administration. They've come down a little bit in the last week or so. But to completely put this at the feet of President Trump when he has nothing to do with the shutting down of coal-burning plants in the state of Maryland, and, of course, outlawing fossil fuel purchases in the form of vehicles by 2035. This was all done by the Democrats. Again, mandating, whether it be through EV cars or the offshore wind, which does pretty much nothing. Maggie is very familiar with that component.
Offshore
wind as well. But look, this is all the part of the Democrats. Al Gore began it, and they've all run with this. Why? Because it's the biggest hoax. It is the green scam, as President Trump called it yesterday, where, again, this is all about the globalists that want to control our lives. When they want to set your thermostat at a certain temperature, remember, you will own nothing and you will be happy. And that is what Wes Moore and Electric Bill Ferguson and Jocelyn Paymore Melnick all agree upon. And now President Trump is coming in and putting a pin in their balloon, bursting their bubble. All right, you can give us a call. Let us know what you think. 410-922-6680. You know, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team at Audiology Associates are really, really good and helping to diagnose whatever your hearing issue is. And again, 10 different locations to serve you throughout the Baltimore metro area. They've been doing it for a long, long time. They helped my wife just a year or so ago with a bout of tinnitus, and they'll do the same for you, whether it's a earwax or maybe an ear infection or some other kind of hearing issue that you're having. I would strongly recommend that you get over there and get tested and see what's going on. And really, as we age, it is important to make sure that we get our hearing tested as well as our, you know, our vision and our annual physicals that we do. Don't forget your hearing, because that's another sense that's really, really important as we get older. We don't want to be isolated and lose our hearing. Call for your appointment today, 410-944-3100, or go online, aaiaudiology.com. 6:30, let's get the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thank you. Good morning. An Aberdeen woman will spend more than 17 years in federal prison for child sex trafficking, sexually exploiting a child, and distributing child sexual abuse material. In January of 2025, Ashley Graybeal used a Kik account to offer sexually explicit images of two minors or perform sex acts with them in exchange for money paid through an online banking app. The images were reported to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children in February of 2025, and law enforcement intervened and recovered the children. Graybeal pleaded guilty in the case earlier this year. And a Charles County man has been indicted on federal charges after an alleged attack on TSA officers at BWI Airport. Cornelius Queen is charged with assaulting, resisting, or impeding federal officers and interfering with airport security screening personnel for the April 2nd incident. Authorities claim Queen attacked a bystander and their two children, then forcibly assaulted two officers at a security checkpoint. Queen is also accused of attempting to attack another bystander. If convicted, he could face up to 18 years in federal prison. And Louis Vuitton has filed a federal lawsuit against Maryland Live Casino, alleging that promotional giveaways copied the brand's monogram design and misled customers into believing they were affiliated. The lawsuit accuses the casino of trademark infringement, false association, and unfair competition. The luxury designer seeks damages of up to $2 million per counterfeit mark per type of good. In addition, Louis Vuitton wants corrective advertising and the destruction of the infringing product. The lawsuit claims the casino used Louis Vuitton's iconic logo without authorization and replaced the designer's LV monogram with the letters LIVE. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
This is Larry Elder with an update on the next step in the 2026 Save Our State campaign. First, sign the petition at WCBM.com. Then, plan on voting early in person June 11th through June 18th at your early voting center. It's crucial to get out the vote, so try and take 5 voters with you. Remember, change can't happen by sitting at home, so do your patriotic duty. Our founding fathers would be proud. A vote to save our state is a vote heard round the world.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Still good to go on the Beltway this morning. No issues right now along 695, and we're looking at you live here at I-95 southbound at O'Donnell Street. Still clear going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 looks good. If you have to come downtown early, JFX is open and ready to go from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got sizzling sunshine with hot temperatures and highs in the low 90s today. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 635, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. And how about the resurgence yesterday of Orioles pitcher Trevor Rogers?
Baez bounces it towards third. Mayo, after the high hop, goes to second for one, and an easy turn over to first, and a shutout intact.
Then Wagner with the call on Masson, the left-hander pitching one-run baseball into the sixth, securing another series win for the Birds, 8-2 yesterday in Boston. And in the postgame, Rogers gave credit where credit was due.
This win was the offense, man. They jumped on it right away, and 1-9. They were hot, so they made my job pretty easy today.
Indeed, O scored six in the first on three of them coming in on a bases-loaded two-bagger by Kobe Mayo. It was the most runs the Orioles have scored in an inning in Boston since 2003. Now, off the field, Chris Bassitt was back in Baltimore yesterday, having his back examined after an early exit on Wednesday night. The Orioles have yet to release word on his condition. Elsewhere in the division, the Guardians were in New York yesterday trying to sweep the Yankees.
Ground ball, through for a base hit. Jess Chisholm scores a big single for McMahon, an RBI, and the Yankees take a 2-1 lead.
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network. McMahon's RBI single in the seventh proved to be the difference as four Yankee pitchers held the Guardians to just two hits, 2-1 the final. Bad news, though, for New York. Aaron Judge, a stress factor in his ribs. He will miss significant time. Ravens news. The team wrapping up the week's OTAs yesterday in the heat out at Owings Mills. They'll be back at it for mandatories. That'll be next Tuesday. Defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver was asked what he learned about the Ravens' defense this week.
They care. They care. And they all got a little bit of a chip. Right? You know that there's a history we're kind of chasing defensively in this place. And I think everybody to a man knows we fell short of that a year ago, and we want to make that right. So,
well, that's an understatement. Baltimore was 24th in yards allowed a year ago, 30th in both passing yards allowed and sacks, and could never seem to get off the field in critical third down situations. Meanwhile, French Open semifinals on the women's side. The storybook tournament of Marta Kostyuk has been closed.
Just any match. On the river.
Game, set, and match, Mira Andreeva at all of 19 years of age. She's now the fifth youngest women's finalist at the French Open in the last 30 years. And her opponent? How about this one? Another shocker, unseeded Maya Walinska in straight sets over Deanna Schneider, who had just beaten the world's number one, Aryna Sabalenka. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the age-old question, are we doing the All-Star game right?
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen.
Oh, yeah!
Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, yorktownsocial.com.
So the Orioles yesterday sending out a press release. Actually, it was 2 days ago, June 3rd on Wednesday, sending out a press release. The 2026 MLB All-Star balloting is now open.
Right.
And, of course, you do this online now.
Okay.
And they go on to list who's on the ballot and everything. Basayo, by the way, is listed as a DH, not as a catcher. Rutschman is a catcher.
Mm-hmm.
But it reminds me, and yesterday, many times when the Orioles played during the day, in the week, you know, weekday baseball.
Right.
I watched it with my friend Sean Davis and his wife Betsy, and he brought out yesterday an old All-Star ballot card. Do you remember these?
Oh, yeah.
When you were a kid, you used to go to the games.
Yeah, exactly.
And they had them.
And you voted there.
Right. And you had to, like, punch out, you know, and then you dropped it in the thing. And you could take, like, a whole handful of them.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So the question is...
Well, they were encouraged to take you.
Right, you were encouraged.
And vote frequently and vote often.
But now they encourage you to go five times a day online and vote for your favorite Orioles.
Now, who's going to do that?
Well, but that's the point, though. The point is, like, is that right? Like, are you going to... Like, it's stuffing the ballot box,
yeah,
basically.
Right.
for your
favorite. Maryland, of course, it's a pastime. It's our national pastime.
I knew you were going to say that. That's why. In fact, that's why I brought this whole thing up, is to give you the opportunity.
That's right. But at least they get one thing right. At least the actual ballots are not defective.
Right, exactly.
You know?
But so this is the way it is today. So I don't know. I hope nobody does that, but...
Come on, everybody does it. That's why some of these guys, you know, you see, you know, in the big markets like New York and Los Angeles.
Dominated by those players.
Exactly. So. Yeah.
Anyway, but seeing this card yesterday that you brought out from 1979 and some of the names
fond
that
memories.
Were on it.
I remember getting the newspaper first thing in the morning if I went to bed to, you know.
Box scores.
And but they always had the Oriole bird.
Yeah.
And it was either swinging happy or they got a sad look at its face. And you knew immediately where the Orioles
exactly.
won or lost.
Exactly. And remember, the West Coast games were always late.
Exactly. Very good, Gary. Thanks. 6:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Well, it is now 3 days after the election. Actually, it was on Tuesday, so we had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 4 days after the election, and we still don't have winners in California. We still don't know. And only 60-some percent of the vote has been counted. Of course, you know, in California, whether you want it or not, everybody gets a mail-in ballot, and that's the problem. We got all these. Imagine how many ballots are out there still waiting to be counted. They have no idea. They have no idea. And this is what they do. And we're watching now. There's cheating in California. Democrats are definitely trying to steal the election results. The percentage of the counted ballots continue to drop for Steve Hilton and for Spencer Pratt. Democrat ballot dump changes the race. And President Trump announcing it is time for an investigation into the California vote count.
You see that to what's happening in California. They're rigging the election. Now, maybe we caught them and maybe they won't be able to get away with it. They tried with me. They did it successfully the second time, the third time. We made it too big to rig. Too many votes. They couldn't do it. They could only go. They sort of gave up at about 9:07 where they got slaughtered with the votes that came in. But no mail-in ballots except for illness, disability, military, or travel. So we're being very progressive. And we just don't want cheating in our elections. And you see it happening in California. Those numbers are coming down rapidly. They found a lot of mail-in ballots last night, shockingly. So we don't want that.
Yeah, but yet we have it. We have it in the biggest state, one of the biggest states in the country, where this is allowed, this is tolerated, this is encouraged, it's promoted, and no wonder why people look. Florida can get it done in one day, pretty much. Other countries can get it one, and California can't. We know that's done on purpose.
And Sean, I mean, isn't one of the reasons, one of the ways they sell the mail-in ballot system to us, is that it would be more efficient? They'll have more time to count ballots. They'll be able to get an answer sooner, but. That's not what happens. It's the opposite. So, you know, first of all, that's a joke. But second of all, I mean, I don't think Election Day is Election Day anymore. We never get the answers because they've got to find more ballots to get the results that they want. So I'm worried about, again, our primary here coming up in just a couple weeks. We keep saying, well, whatever it is, it will be, we'll know the answer, you know, whether your guy wins or not on June 23rd, at least by night, we'll know. We don't know anymore. Election night isn't even election night
anymore. Well, that's going to be decided shortly because the Supreme Court is about ready to rule on that very issue within the next several days, if not weeks, here before the end of the current Supreme Court session. So they're going to decide, does Election Day mean Election Day? Or is it Election Week? Is it Election Month? And again, hard to predict what they're going to do, but I just think common sense is going to dictate. They in the Constitution, they refer to Election Day, not election, you know, 2 days, 3 days, a week or more. And the other thing here in Maryland, you know, Pennsylvania does not allow for the counting of mail-in ballots prior to Election Day. Here in Maryland, you can start canvassing immediately this week. I think June 1st was the with the mail-in ballots. Pennsylvania is bigger; they have more voters, and yet they do it all in one day, and they can get it done. How come Maryland can't do it?
And Florida did have problems, but look, when a good leader comes in, you can actually fix that. They used to not be efficient for a while, but now they're efficient, so it can be done if you want to.
Yeah, if you
so
want to fix it, that's a great
do you
point.
Want to?
Because we had the hanging chads and the butterfly
right,
ballots.
They were a joke in 2000.
They were an absolute joke in 2000. But guess what? They came in and they fixed it. And Governor Governor DeSantis and others have fixed the Florida electoral problems, but you have to have the desire to do that. You have to be an honest broker and want to actually fix it, and that's not what's happening here in this corrupt state of Maryland. 6:43 traffic weather on the threes with the update. The king of all corrupt, traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
You get the right amount of money. That can be had.
you've been had.
I've been had many times, Mr. Casey.
Yeah. All right, what's happening out there?
One of them goes back to the former partner on this show.
Yes, it does.
Many, many debts still have to be collected there. Southbound right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, there was something going on here about a minute or so ago, and it looked like it was in the left-hand lane as we were going south, and I see traffic in that lane moving again. So the report was it was a broken-down vehicle going out of the tunnel and down around the Key Highway ramp. So it looks like we're moving again going into the tunnel, but for right now, that should back us up on 95 at least towards the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. And maybe you should be aware as you're coming south of O'Donnell Street. So we'll keep an eye on that. And in the meantime, doesn't take much for the word to get out on 895, and we could get a potential delay there. I'm changing the camera now. Not bad. 895 is still good as you're going south and looking off in the distance. 95 is still okay. So we didn't get a big backup to this point. We'll keep an eye on it, but it looks like everything is clear again in the right tube on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 says sunny and hot today with a high in the low 90s. Already 63 in Glen Burnie, 62 in Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I want to be a good boy.
Today is National Donut Day.
Ooh, I want a sprinkled one, a sprinkled one. Chocolate-covered coconut, I love donuts. Ooh, I want a Boston cream, and strawberry jelly-filled, I love donuts.
Give me a dozen, please. My Sharona, the Knack, remember that?
The Knack, yeah.
They mentioned my favorite donut, Boston cream. That is my all-time favorite donut. Like
yes, me as well.
You all were unanimous today on the Boston cream. Yeah, got to have the Boston cream. Now, do you like the custard or do you like the vanilla cream?
Oh, the custard.
The custard is the best.
Give me my custard.
With a Bailey's chaser.
Oh,
this man's in heaven already, folks, and it's only 6:46. We've got some donut deals. Today is National Donut Day. And back in 1938, it was created by the Salvation Army. Did you know that? They created the holiday of National Donut Day to honor donut lassies and donut girls who served donuts to the American troops. Yeah. And this year...
lassies.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Are they all dogs or what?
No. Cards and letters to Charles Whitaker.
I'll put them in the stack.
That's
over
right. Krispy Kreme, customers can receive one free donut of their choice today with no purchase necessary.
Uh-oh.
Just walk into your Krispy Kreme and they'll give you a free donut.
How many times?
they might have your picture already.
With the line through it.
Original glazed donuts, a dozen, $2 with a purchase of any regular price dozen. Dunkin' is continuing its annual National Donut Day tradition, offering a free donut with the purchase of any beverage. 7-Eleven, 7 Rewards and Speedy Rewards members can purchase a classic glazed donut for 50 cents each. So that's a pretty good deal, though.
That is a good deal.
I guess.
Yeah, participating 7-Eleven stores. So, again, they're also still selling mini donut packs for just $1. So, big day for donuts here.
What about the donut holes?
Yeah, the donut holes. You shouldn't have to pay anything for donut holes.
That's leftovers, and they
exactly.
made money off them.
They're punch-outs.
The munchkins.
The nation's 250th birthday is enough for you next month. Get ready for the launch of Hot Pockets Snack Breaks. They're bite-sized squares of pure awesomeness for all-day, everyday snacking. They include ultimate cheddar, spicy jalapeno pepper, melty nacho beef. I think that's Chuck's favorite. Cheesy stuffed pretzel with bacon. And for dessert, gooey apple pie.
Gooey.
Very good.
Yeah.
All your pockets should smell good after about 3 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. Especially the gooey apple pie. Another one for Chuck. KFC is launching its first ever collectible chicken bucket.
Oh, a chicken bucket.
Yeah. Again, this is all with tie-in to Supergirl, the new movie coming out, I think it's this weekend. So now you can start collecting your favorite Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets. So I have, I guess, other chicken buckets in the future that you can
collect. You can use them for stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? What would you use it for? What would you put in your...
Exactly. What would you use it for?
Collectible chicken bucket.
Soak my feet while I'm on the air?
What? Okay. Oh,
the visual of that just popped up in my head.
I'm not going to eat chicken
for
anymore.
For some strange reason, I'll never knock
it. I'm done.
I'll never be able to look at a KFC bucket again the same way.
Oh, man.
Jeez, all
but
I see is Chuck's feet.
I opened up a can of worms. My fault.
Well, you know, you got to have a side order of bunion rings.
Oh, man.
I understand you're feeling a little under the weather today, but no one
I am. But I'm still whipping the horse here to try to get him to the finish.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good thing it's not raining, because otherwise we'd really hear it.
You need a mutter.
Excuse me? I got a mutter. She's out at Loudon Park.
Oh, so is my family's out there, too.
Oh, good. All right. Maybe they can stop by and see each other.
Yeah, for real. They're having tea.
What'd you do? You injure yourself doing something?
Put a big box up on the shelf in the garage.
Oh, you strained and, something?
Hurt my right shoulder. And then I woke up this morning and was like, oh, my God.
What happened to, Pablo, who usually helps you with those tasks?
Yeah, Miguel.
Yeah, Miguel.
The green card people got him.
Yes, they did.
So ice. He's on his way back to Veracruz.
He's on ice, as they say.
Yes, he is.
Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can join us here on Casey and Company. Top of the hour, we're going to be taking a look at the city cracking down on smoke shops, and they're taking some serious, seizing pounds and pounds of cannabis yesterday as well. 6:51, you're listening to Casey and Company.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, Committee to Elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, Treasurer.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
More shenanigans from the Democrats in California, but they're also in Alaska where they're trying to protect people like Lisa Murkowski. You know, they got ranked choice voting out there in Alaska. But Dan Sullivan, the former governor of California, is running against Lisa Murkowski for U.S. Senate, and you know, we just need to get rid of. She's a major rhino that needs to be purged from the herd. But guess what the Democrats have done? They found another candidate named Dan Sullivan, and they have put him on the. Jeez, they say it's a coincidence. Frank, I just frankly don't believe in coincidences. What are the odds of finding two Dan Sullivans to run against each other in an upcoming primary. It's amazing. It really is. And because of ranked choice voting, anything can happen, and anything usually does. 6:53 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, we did take a little bit of a hit here at both the Harbor Tunnels. That broken down vehicle was in the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's now sitting down at the Key Highway ramp in the painted out area. So all of that is gone, but it backed us up on 95 to the top of the hill at O'Donnell Street. So we have to be prepared for that as you're coming towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The word gets out back there along 95 that there's a delay at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So now 895 is slowing also right around O'Donnell Street. It's maybe 5-6 minutes right now. We'll see if it gets any worse, and hopefully not. We're looking at 83 coming down through the Hereford Zone this time of the year. It's beautiful. All the lanes are open down to Hunt Valley. No snow zones right now up through that area, so we're good all the way down to the Beltway. JFX, that part of 83, still clear from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Going to be sunny and hot today, low 90s. Tonight, mid-60s, even hotter, and humidity creeping in tomorrow, low to mid-90s with a chance of thunderstorms later on in the afternoon, evening, into Sunday morning. Right now, 60 and partly cloudy in Bel Air, 64 in Dundalk. Well, the TDS is now on full display in the Baltimore County Executive's race on the Democrat side of the aisle, as you might imagine. Both candidates, Izzy Patoka and Julian Jones, are now running ads. And again, not stuff about local issues, you know, that would be important in Baltimore County. No, but they're mentioning President Trump, which has no impact on this race whatsoever. And we'll tell you why they're doing it here in just a second. Here's just a little sampling of the ads that they are running.
Trump and Republicans are unhinged, but Izzy Patoka has been busy getting the job done for us.
Baltimore County needs a strong Democrat to lead us and take on the Trump administration.
As a firefighter for 30 years, I put out some big blazes. And right now, Donald Trump is five along five.
And he does it in his firefighter uniform, which is so cringe. Now, look, this isn't nothing against firefighters, but, you know, obviously active firefighters not supposed to appear in uniform promoting political causes or candidates, but a former firefighter? Nah, okay. That's how desperate Julian Jones is to beat Izzy Patoka. And they're both Trump deranged. Both of them are anti-ICE. They want criminal illegal aliens crawling and roaming around the streets of Baltimore County. We can't afford to have either Izzy Patoka or, for that matter, Julian Jones out there on the streets of Baltimore County, because the whole county is going to be crawling with criminal illegal aliens. But what this is about is, you know, again, this is sort of like a yawner of election year. Turnout is a concern both on the Democrat and the Republican side of the aisles, and this is how they get their base energized by running against Trump, even though he has no bearing on this race whatsoever. So that is the reason why they're trying to excite, energize their base to get him out and vote. Early voting begins now. We're looking at June the 11th, so we're less than a week away from early voting here. And by the way, fresh off the Mamdani win in New York, progressive groups led by George Soros and the Working Families Party are spending, ready for this, nearly $750,000 now in the Baltimore County State's Attorney's race here. And this is, they're supporting Sarah David, who's attempting to unseat Scott Schellenberger as the county's top prosecutor. That's four times what David's own campaign has spent in the Democrat primary. Everywhere I turned on the television last night, even streaming, they're all over the place. It is just incredible. Flat tires. We had a tire slashing spree in Canton, caught on camera. Four Utes puncturing a guy's tire, causing $1,500 worth of damage. Apparently, dozens of cars were affected in Canton. Here's the owner of that Jeep, David Bogdan, talking about the tire slashing spree.
Just walking through and causing havoc. I mean, what are they doing out? If I'm correct about their age, what are they doing out at 1:30 in the morning? I really feel like the youth policies in the city as far as crime go are very poor. Everybody's getting a slap on the wrist. You know, there's no real consequences for anything that they do.
Yeah, and so far, all the talk about holding parents accountable is just that talk. I think Ivan Bates has done a great job otherwise. But the juvenile problem continues to rear its ugly head, and they were clearly juveniles. I saw the video camera of the four Utes going around slashing everybody's tires, costing a lot of damage. It's expensive, and of course, people had to miss time from work to take care of their vehicles and get them fixed and so on and so forth. So, and Biden went on to say it's just getting to be too expensive, number one, having to live in the city and the state, but now you got adding insult to injury.
It's expensive enough as it is with all the taxes and other fees and fines, everything going up. I mean, it costs a small fortune to put tags on your vehicle anymore, and then to have this kind of stuff happen. You know, it makes living here a lot harder every day.
Yeah, but of course, we'll talk about this in the next hour, but the city is really cracking down on the smoke shops. But the juveniles running around, carjacking, slashing tires, and assaulting people, not too concerned about that on the part of Mayor BS and the rest of the crowd. Town Appliance, they are running a still extended Memorial Day sales event right now, but it won't last for long. I'd get in there pronto, and if you're in the market for an appliance or looking to upgrade your kitchen appliances, it is time to head over there now, right off Reisterstown Road, or you go to townappliance.com, shop before you go, and go in and see Mayor. They'll take care of you. Competitive pricing, five-star customer service, and they want you as a customer for life. Go over to townappliance.com. They've got high-end brands like Bosch, and tell them I told you to stop in.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. A man is accused of bringing a bomb to the Sacramento International Airport. Lisa Dwyer reports.
Authorities say he was wearing a scarf, latex gloves, and had an explosive device and a torch lighter in his carry-on bag. He also had a knife, scissors, an aerosol can, zip ties, and five cell phones, one with a timer set for 15 minutes, another with a message saying, "We will be awaiting your call." Authorities say that if the device had detonated next to a window above 10,000 feet, could have caused damage and loss of cabin pressure. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Senate passing legislation to fund President Trump's immigration enforcement agencies early this morning. Senators voted for the $70 million legislation to fund immigration and customs enforcement and border patrol for the next 3 years. A former national security advisor pleading guilty in a classified documents case and will pay a hefty fine. Correspondent Laura Winters has more.
John Bolton served as national security advisor in President Trump's first term in office, but became an outspoken critic of the president, often appearing on MSNBC and CNN. He plans to plead guilty and pay a fine north of $2 million as part of a deal with federal prosecutors for mishandling classified documents. Bolton is accused of sharing sensitive information, including notes on intelligence briefings, for possible use in a book he was writing.
American Airlines temporarily suspending summer routes this summer due to steep jet fuel costs. Amid the war with Iran, the airline says it adjusted service for select routes in August and September. Impacted travelers will be offered alternative arrangements or refunds. Airlines worldwide have canceled flights and trimmed schedules. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Looking for a great real estate agent? Someone who can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar? Go to Redy.com, R-E-D-Y.com. Because on Redy, agents will pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, on Redy, agents will pay you for your listing. Thousands of dollars up front just for a chance to sell your home. And it's easy. Just go to Redy.com, enter your address, and when you want to sell. In just 48 hours, the best local agents are competing on Redy to be your agent with cash offers up front just to win your business. Hey, your listing is valuable. Don't give it away. Make those agents earn it. Get paid to pick your real estate agent. Go to Redy.com or call 800-885-REDY, 800-885-REDY.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Right, both the tunnels are moving with the traffic, but we got backed up a little bit because of a problem at the Fort McHenry tunnel about 25 minutes ago. So right now we're a little more than 5 minutes southbound, both at 95 and 895. It's manageable at this point. We'll keep an eye on that. The west side outer loop is the busy spot right now. Going to jam up a little bit between Liberty Road and the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got sizzling sunshine with hot temperatures and highs in the low 90s today. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
64 degrees in Abingdon and 66 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a two-vehicle crash on 695 in Baltimore County resulted in the death of one man Tuesday, according to Maryland State Police. On June 2nd, around 6:45 p.m., officers responded to reports of the crash on the ramp from the outer loop of 695 to 83. Preliminary investigations revealed that a Chevrolet Sonic was speeding on the right shoulder of the ramp when, for an unknown reason, it struck the rear of a tractor trailer, police reported. A new Maryland state audit is raising concerns about accountability and oversight at Baltimore City Community College after auditors identified more than $260,000 in financial aid awarded to potential ghost students. The findings are part of a sweeping review covering December 2020 through June 2025 that uncovered a series of financial management problems, including questionable contracts, unused purchases, and payroll errors affecting former employees. And police continue to investigate a shooting in southeast Baltimore that left a 61-year-old man hospitalized on Thursday, officials said. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 017, the pick 4, 5875. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. The Orioles had scored only 24 runs in the first inning through 62 games this season, but that all changed yesterday at Fenway.
0-2, and Mayo skies it out to left, backing up Duran, looking up at the wall, and it's off the monster, down and in play. It's a foot race to the plate. All the contact with two outs, clearing the bases with a three-run double.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. 10 of the first 11 batters reached yesterday for Baltimore, and Mayo's three-run double was the big blow. As the Birds played six in the first and blow past the Red Sox, 8-2 was the final. After the game, manager Albernez crediting leadoff hitter Taylor Ward with his aggressiveness at the plate.
Everyone knows how patient Ward is. Like, there's no hiding in this game. Red Sox have all the information just like everybody else. And, you know, when Ward is aggressive and he picks and chooses spots and he barrels one up, especially for extra bases, yeah, it sets the tone and gets the guys going in the dugout.
A couple of hits for Taylor Ward in that first inning. Birds take 2 of 3 from the Red Sox, are 3-0-1 now in their last four series, 9-4 in their last 13 games. Elsewhere in baseball, take you to the National League, where the Giants apparently are on a Grand Slam binge.
That one to deep center field. Sending Churio back, still back, at the wall, leaps, and it's gone! Grand
slam for Eric Haas.
Get Wayne Kuiper had the call on the NBC Sports Bay Area. Haas's granny in the seventh, San Francisco's fifth in the last 17 games, gave the Giants a 10-3 lead, and they hold off Milwaukee 12-9 was the final. College Softball World Series crowned its champ last night. Beth Mowins had the call on ESPN. The Texas Longhorns go back-to-back, beat Texas Tech last night, 4-1. The final, Tegan Cavan with the game-ending strikeout for Texas. Coming up in 30 minutes, start spreading the news. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer. Serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is the number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680wcbm.com, text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, Governor Moore out there boasting about child care, but maybe he forgot about leaving some children behind. Senator Ron Johnson and the hearings into the COVID cancer cover-up. A lot of turbo cancer is now being discovered, and of course, they're now being associated with the jab. Top story today is Baltimore City cracking down on illegal smoke shops, which are selling cannabis and all sorts of tobacco products, specifically to underage children. Yesterday, Baltimore City officials, and everybody was there except Mayor Scott. And yet Ivan Bates was there, Sheriff Kogan was there, you had the city council president, Zeke Cohen, you had Antonio Glover, who represents the district, which took down this illegal smoke shop. They seized more than 73 pounds of suspected illegal cannabis products, nearly 18,000 tobacco products from one shop. Wow, that's a big haul. But the mayor wasn't there, and then I find out, well, the mayor isn't supporting Sheriff Kogan for re-election. He is backing his challenger in the... it's all about politics with this guy. It really is. Not that he issued a statement after the fact. Oh, well, we're serious about shutting down illegal businesses, but not so serious where I would need to show up. And so on. So just crazy. But Zeke Cohen was there along with Councilman Antonio Glover.
In that cannabis, we've seen all kinds of toxic chemicals. We take this seriously.
Yeah, finally taking it seriously. Sheriff Kogan had a warning for every single illegal or unlicensed smoke shop, vape shop, whatever, that is trafficking in cannabis and tobacco products, especially to minors.
We're going to be sending underage cadets into your stores, right, to try to buy tobacco and cannabis, and we're going to be sending undercover deputy sheriffs into your stores to try to buy cannabis, and you can see that we're getting you already with pounds and pounds and pounds, right, and this is what we're going to be doing all summer long, right? So be afraid.
I'm wondering how many undercover deputies or sheriffs or whatever look like they're under 21. You know, I mean, I would think you might get a few, but it just, to me, I just don't know. Unless they're signing up some of the squeegers to go in there undercover. That might be one of the plots or strategies. In any event, Antonio Glover and Zeke Cohen saying that, and listen to how many times some of these shops are being raided, and they're still open for business.
We had at least one particular smoke shop in my district that's been raided 4 times within 6 months. But the reason why they're able to still stay open, because it's under 50 pounds of marijuana. That is unacceptable. Enough is enough. For us, this is about quality of life
And this is about a public health and public safety crisis. When we hear about our kids ingesting poison, chemicals that we do not even know what is in them, because this space is so underregulated and people are selling whatever they want, whether it's kratom, whether it's got traces of fentanyl, that is completely unacceptable to us.
I look at something I've never really understood. So if you sell 49 pounds of illegal pot in a smoke shop, it's okay. But if you sell 50, oh, you're done. You're toast. We're gonna lock you down. The fact is that if you're an unlicensed illegal smoke shop and you sell 1 pound of cannabis or illegal tobacco products, you should be either heavily fined or shut down the first time. But again, it's almost like they're applying the juvenile justice theory to the smoke shop. 713, traffic weather on the threes. Now the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There was a report, maybe a minor accident southbound around 95 and the Beltway on the Rosedale side and coming down from White Marsh. I've been in the area looking for it. It was reported on the shoulder. I'm looking at the camera just north of the Beltway. And then the camera south of the Beltway, there's no impact at all. I mean, the traffic is moving right along through there. So maybe off onto the shoulder right around the Beltway itself. But either way, not a big deal right now. Parkville side of the Beltway had filled in just a bit on the outer loop at Hartford Road. We continued with the heavy traffic moving down the west side from Liberty Road down through Route 40. And yeah, that's still there. It's a little bit of a speed reduction. A lot of gaps in the traffic, but definitely slow. Then it gets better after we clear the ramp at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your week. It's going to be a hot one, sunny and hot, low 90s today, mid-60s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid, low to mid-90s chance for a thunderstorm later Saturday afternoon, evening into Sunday morning. So that is the best chance for rain over the weekend. Right now, 62 in Millersville, and it is 64 in Glen Burnie. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
There's no need to feel down. I said, young man. All right, it's still parts of the interview with Miranda Devine of the New York Post, with President Trump sat down with her for an extensive interview. And he did say something very interesting about the 3 November rigged election. And let's listen carefully.
We had a rigged election. We can't have a rigged election.
No.
You know, we can be nice about it. We can be politically correct. Oh, I don't want to say. I used to say that a year and a half ago, the election was rigged and the cameras would literally turn off.
Yeah.
And the anchor would say, sir, you're not allowed to say that, you know. Now nobody ever turns off the camera because it's been proven to be rigged. Look at what happened in Georgia. Look at all the stuff that we found out. It was a rigged election. Biden lost in a landslide.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, to think that this could happen. Now, because of that, we have Russia, Ukraine. That would have never happened with me. Because of that, we had open border with 25 million, in many cases, criminal, not all.
And fentanyl deaths.
Everything.
Yeah.
He was the worst president. And we were laughed at all over the world as a country. We're not laughed at anymore. We have the hottest country anywhere in the world.
So
the most successful country anywhere.
So someone has to be punished, though, for that. So how do you do that?
Well,
I don't
need
to punish them all.
Yeah, I know. I'd rather not get into it. But
are you confident something will happen?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. The election was rigged. We know who rigged the election. We know it. We know everything now. You know, we have information that nobody thought was possible, but
there it is. The election was rigged. We know it was rigged. We know who it was. So let's see. And that's, I think that's the big reason why Pam Bondi is gone and Todd Blanch is in. Now we'll see if Todd Blanch can bring home the bacon or not. He was also asked about the nomination of Bill Pulte as acting director of national intelligence. Here was his response.
Well, he's very smart. He's a person who's got high integrity. He's done a phenomenal job at Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. You know, you probably have $1 trillion in value there. When he took over, it was much less. And I guess I'm responsible for that, too, because everybody wanted me to sell it in my first term for
10% of what it's worth right now. If I would have sold it, we would have lost $900 billion. We would have lost, think of it, it's probably worth $1 trillion. And I was offered, every people want me to sell it at $100 billion, a very small percentage of what it's worth now. So, and he built it up a lot, did a great job. And it's an acting position. It's not a permanent. He's not going to be permanent because, you know, I don't think he'd want to be permanent. But he's a very smart guy, and he may find out some things about the rigged elections, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and that is something we'll see. And I think he's got 200 days in the job. And there, as he said, they're interviewing people now for the permanent role of Director of National Intelligence. But look, Pulte might be the hatchet guy, the hatchet man. He might be sent in to effect change in some of the intelligence community. Meanwhile, yesterday, big announcement from the DOJ and Vice President Vance's anti-fraud task force. 14 people were indicted in Ohio for Medicaid fraud, and the FBI Director Kash Patel giving the Vice President credit for establishing something. Of course, you always have the 10 most wanted fugitives, the criminals out there in the country they want to track down. Well, it was Vance that came up with the idea. Let's do it for the top 10 fraudsters as well.
And thanks to Vice President J.D. Vance's vision, he had an idea. He said, hey, you guys have a top 10 most wanted list for all gangbangers, terrorists, narco traffickers, murderers, and rapists around the world. How about we have a top 10 list for most wanted fraudsters? So, Mr. Vice President, thanks to your vision, we're here to deliver, and you see it here today. It is live officially on the FBI website. I want all Americans to take a look at these most wanted individuals and look at the amounts, the tens of millions and billions of dollars in fraud that they have decimated our societies from. We rely on you. Our best form of information is the American public. Take a look at this top 10 most wanted. Let us know any information. There is no bad piece of information. The only bad piece of information is the one you don't give us. So call 1-800-CALL-FBI or go to FBI.gov and help us apprehend more fraudsters.
Yeah, and this is just tip of the iceberg, as we've said. President on Truth Social yesterday saying that on June the 24th at 7, a magnificent Washington, D.C. Show will take place. Biggest rally in the country's 250-year history. They've canned the concert. We don't want singers with no talent but big fees to put you to sleep. We've told them all to stay home. All we want is you, me, and a few speakers, and the greatest music ever played. He's talking about Lee Greenwood. He's talking about tenor Christopher Macchio, and also the U.S. Army Band, Pershing's Own Armed Forces Choir, the President's Own United States Marine Band, the Joint Armed Forces Chorus will all be performing patriotic songs, and I think that's fine. I think that's all we need. We don't need some singer with political baggage to get up there and mouth the words. Good news, a big thank you to the National Capital Planning Commission. 8-1 yesterday, they approved the Great Triumphal Arch to be built at the base of the Arlington Memorial Bridge, which has been waiting for that structure for over 200 years. They were originally going to build it, but the Civil War stopped it. And President Trump now has resumed it. People think it's his idea. No, this was an idea by the original designers. He's just going to finish the job. And not only that, but at the Lincoln Memorial, they're going to build a pedestrian bridge on the backside of the memorial so you can walk over the highway down to the Potomac River. That was also in the initial plans until the highway got. So he is beautifying the city and finishing what the capital planners had wanted to build for years and years, and he's getting the job done. That's the way it is. 502 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
It's 7:21. You're listening to KC and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
America is the stage for the biggest World Cup ever, and Fox is your home for it all.
None bigger than this one.
48 countries, 16 cities.
What a goal!
One golden dream, the biggest stars.
Messi.
The biggest games, the biggest moments. The 2026 FIFA World Cup, June 11th on Fox.
FIFA 2026 begins Thursday, June 11th on Fox 45.
Wake up tomorrow with Fox 45 Morning News.
From breaking news to developing and evolving investigations.
Digging deeper and asking the tough questions.
Do you think BGE needs to change their approach in how they're spending?
Holding leaders accountable and standing up for the community.
Has the governor left you and other watermen behind?
The governor has just flat out ignored us.
Up-to-date weather and traffic you need to know to get out the door and on your way.
Facts that matter. Real impact.
Fox 45 Morning News. All local, all morning.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, committee to elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, treasurer.
Hi, I'm Dan Cox. As America celebrates 250 years of God-given freedom, we're reminded that Americans never give up, and neither should Maryland. Families are being crushed by higher taxes, fees, and electric bills, while politicians make our communities less safe. We cannot afford more of the same. As governor, I'll fight for your wallets and your values, support law enforcement, improve education, and put Maryland families first. I'm Dan Cox, the real Republican in this race. Just say no more. Vote Dan Cox for governor on June 23rd. Authority Dan Cox for Governor, Nick Kroc, CPA Treasurer.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
723 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's some slowing on the Capitol Beltway if you're heading around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. The accident on the inner loop at St. Barnabas Road, so not too far from the bridge and going around towards Andrews Air Force Base and through there. So right now, anybody after 214 and heading over to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, that's the reason for the backup on the inner loop. Last report, two lanes are blocked. The west side outer loop is busy with the heavy traffic south of Liberty Road. Still some slowing and the heavy traffic south, but only at the Old Harbor Tunnel right now. 95 is busy after the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and hot today, high in the low 90s today, and maybe humidity creeping back into the area tomorrow. 61 and partly cloudy in Owings Mills, 67 in Annapolis at 725. We're talking about the city crackdown on the smoke shops. So these are unlicensed vape shops, smoke shops that sell, tobacco products illegally and to minors, and obviously now trafficking in cannabis. One shop, 73 pounds of cannabis. And here's the thing. There are 1,200 of these smoke shops in the city of Baltimore. City State's Attorney Ivan Bates was there yesterday at the press conference, and he's talking about serious jail time for offenders.
It is our job here as elected officials to protect the community. But when you really mess with our children, we look at you a little differently. When we have that opportunity to push forward with a felony, we will. And we will be asking for jail time on these individuals.
You know who else messes with our children? Criminal, illegal, alien, pedophiles, rapists, and others. So where is the same sense of urgency? Where is the same commitment to prioritize harming of our children and law-abiding citizens for the illegal smoke shop? Now, maybe it has to do with maybe the unlicensed illegal smoke shops aren't paying the taxes to Baltimore City and the state of Maryland. Maybe it's a money thing, because I'm having a hard time, bear with me here, I'm having a hard time thinking that they really aren't care that much about the children. Electric Bill Ferguson was there yesterday, Zeke Cohen, and all these other Democrats, Ivan Bates, and they all mouthing the words, it's all about the children, but they're okay with criminal illegal aliens running all over the streets of Baltimore City. They don't want to cooperate with ICE. They don't want to enforce immigration laws. But here they're all over these smoke shops. And maybe it's about the, let's follow the money on this. How much money is being lost here? Are they really worried about the fentanyl in these products? And because if they were, I mean, you wouldn't have repeat customers in these smoke shops in many cases. And it's just, but it's okay to have recreational cannabis sold by licensed stores in the state of Maryland. That's okay. They're not, are they going into those stores as well? Are they going into the licensed stores and checking to see if they're selling to underage children? Or is it just the unlicensed ones because they're not paying the taxes to the city? So I just smell a rat here. I really do. I think that they feign a concern and compassion and for our children in these smoke shops when they look the other way when it comes to the criminal illegal aliens out on the street. Gary's in Kingsville. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean.
Yes, sir.
You know, you're talking about all these monuments and things that Trump is doing in Washington. And there's one that I think has been dreadfully overlooked. There is a monument that was built in Plymouth, Massachusetts, back in the 1850s. I think they laid the cornerstone in 1859, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the National Monument to Our Founders. I think I say to Christian forefathers, but it's our founders. And it was at one time the tallest structure in America. It is a limestone monument, absolutely beautiful, stunning in its representation
right.
of our values of education, law. I think it has the original members who were on the Mayflower imprinted on it. It just if you've never seen it, you should really look it up. The National Monument to Our Founders, and I think it would be lovely because the weather is kind of taking a toll on it up there. If we could recreate that down in Washington, I think it would be fabulous.
I think you're right. And then maybe, because something else the president announced yesterday is the National Garden of Heroes is also being built as we speak. Maybe we could find a place for that, a recreation of the National Monument for our founders in our National Garden of Heroes as well, because they were heroic.
Yeah, I've never seen it. Look it up. It's a stunning monument.
Gary, I will. Thanks so much for the suggestion. Appreciate that. All right. Still to come here on the other side of the news, we could take a look at Senator Ron Johnson held some hearings to what is being called the COVID-19 cancer cover-up. Why are there so many turbo cancers now? And there are some studies that do give us pause for concern. So stay tuned for that coming up in just a second. We'll also talk about former Ambassador Bolton pleading guilty to mishandling classified documents as well. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a Department of Transportation facility did not have working sprinklers or a fire alarm system for a period of years, according to the latest report from the Office of the Inspector General of Baltimore City. The report states that the OIG received a complaint regarding unsafe work conditions at a DOT facility. When the OIG conducted a site visit at the building on February 17, 2026, they found a sign advising that the facility was under a fire watch per the Baltimore Fire Department. The watch was put in place due to the building's sprinklers and fire alarm systems being inoperable. According to the OIG, the building had been under a level 2 fire watch since October 2024 after an inspection by the Office of the Fire Marshal. High-end fashion company Louis Vuitton has filed a lawsuit against Maryland Live Casino and its parent companies, alleging the casino's recent promotional giveaways illegally copied the brand's famous monogram design and misled customers into believing the companies were affiliated. The lawsuit, filed June 2026 in U.S. District Court for the District of Maryland, accuses Live Casino and Hotel and the Cordish companies of trademark counterfeiting, trademark infringement, false association, trademark dilution, and unfair competition. And affordability is a big concern across the country as the cost of food, rent, energy, and gas increase. As a way to ease cost of living burdens, many states are considering some form of property tax relief. More than a dozen states have either passed a plan to provide some relief or are discussing a measure to do so. Some of the conversations revolve around eliminating property tax, while other states are raising the homestead exemption, looking into caps and limits on rates, or wanting to provide some sort of refund. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the wreck on the Capitol Beltway is on the shoulder now. Interloop, St. Barnabas Road, they moved it out of the two right lanes, well off to the side, but it looks like three, maybe four or five vehicles were involved, and it looks like all the vehicles had minor damage, but with the state police there and their flashing lights were slow right at the scene. I-97 now southbound. That morning buildup has begun. It's moving. It's not backed up too badly, but gets better after the bridge at 178. And then we're okay through Annapolis from the Bay Bridge. All the lanes open there. Severn River Bridge and the ramps over at Parole and over towards I-97. Right now, no problems through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got sizzling sunshine with hot temperatures and highs in the low 90s today. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:35, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. After an excellent start to this season, Trevor Rogers posted a 10.01 ERA over his past seven starts. It was a challenging stretch that came to a halt yesterday in Boston.
Arbaez bounces it towards third. Mayo, after the high hop, goes to second for one, and an easy turn over to first, and the shutout intact.
And Wagner with the call on Masson. Rogers tossing 5 2/3 of what turned out to be one-run baseball and a brilliant afternoon at Fenway as the Birds take the Red Sox 8-2, and they win the series 2-1. After the game, Rogers was asked if he was all the way back.
I think so. I think I've found, you know, the pace in my delivery that's consistent. And I kind of caught myself trying to speed up too much.
Birds had been 0-7 in Rogers' last seven starts, but in four career starts at Fenway Park, Rogers with a 1.44 earned run average. Elsewhere in baseball, the Blue Jays kept pace with the O's, beating the best team in baseball in Atlanta.
Breaks a streak of 11 games in a row where the Braves allowed three or fewer at this ballpark. That line drive's got a chance. That's a fair ball. In to score, Lucas. Straw around to third. Ball's getting messed around in the corner. Straw gets the wave. He'll score.
Dan Schulman had the call on Sportsnet Canada. Tyler Heineman with a two-run double in the ninth to clinch a 7-2 win over the Braves. Jays and O's tied for third in the East. They're three games under, eight games behind Tampa Bay. Switching gears, how many times have you watched the Ravens move down the field only to have a pre-snap penalty put them behind the chains and ruin the drive? Well, that's not going to sit well with new offensive coordinator Declan Doyle.
You know, we have to stress our guys. We have to work on different cadences. We got to do things in practice. You're going to toe that line. At times, you know, you're going to see pre-snap fouls, and really by the time we get to the season, that needs to disappear.
Ravens were middle of the pack last year with 19 false start penalties. The Commanders actually led the league with 33. Stanley Cup final continued last night in Carolina. Game two, it went to overtime.
If they score, the game winner in overtime. Gostis Bear. They score! Seth Jarvis quiets the critics and ignites the crowd.
John McDonough with the call on ESPN. Seth Jarvis, 3:56 into overtime, lifting the Hurricanes past Vegas to tie the series at one apiece. Jarvis' goal came after a thrilling third period that included four goals being scored, one called off because of goaltender interference. And finally, much to the chagrin of New York State Governor Kathy Hochul, I am sure, Knickerbocker's owner James Dolan has extended an invite to President Trump for Game 3 of the NBA Finals at Madison Square Garden. The president has accepted and said he may even attend Game 4. He would be the first sitting president at an NBA Finals game. The time now is 7:37. When we return, is he or isn't he the greatest of all time?
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen.
Oh, yeah!
Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Lama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, yorktownsocial.com.
You know, we talked about when we were kids, the games on the West Coast were late, and we looked at the box scores. Have you been following what Shohei Ohtani's been doing?
No.
This is incredible.
He started off slow, right? But then now he's caught on fire.
He's on. Well, he never started off slow as a pitcher. He's been great as a pitcher all year. Started off, okay. Last game, two-way games I'm talking about, when he's on the mound, pitched six scoreless innings, reached base five times, three hits, two walks. The game before that, crushed a leadoff home run through six no-hit innings. His earned run average is 0.74 this season.
Wow.
The debate, the greatest of all time, the two-way player, Babe Ruth, Shohei. Did you realize that Babe Ruth pitched for 10 years in the major leagues? His record was 94-46. His earned run average was 2.28. Shohei has pitched in the majors for 7 years. His record is 45-22. His ERA is 2.76.
Wow.
So, again, it's difficult, and we probably shouldn't compare one era to another era. Babe Ruth was the greatest player of his time.
Right.
Shohei is the greatest player of our time. There's no doubt that Shohei is a better athlete than Babe Ruth was because of what we have today.
Yeah, it was different then.
Yeah, it was different, right.
How many home runs has Shohei hit?
Okay, so Shohei, I've got to look that up. Hold on 1 second here, Shohei. Okay.
Because you know Babe Ruth hit 714.
Well, I knew that, Sean.
I know you knew that. I'm buying you time here.
290 in what?
No.
Let's see, how many at-bats? 3,900 at-bats.
Okay.
So basically one every 14 at-bats. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a way to go.
Yep.
Okay, there's no doubt. But
I'm not ready to pronounce him greatest of all time, but he's certainly greatest of the modern era.
But do you think that we're seeing the equivalent of Babe Ruth
Maybe.
Of our time?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do I.
He's incredibly gifted, incredibly talented.
Just wish he played on the East Coast.
Yeah, for the Orioles.
For the Orioles. At Camden Yards.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 8 o'clock. Senator Ron Johnson held a very important high-stakes hearing on Capitol Hill this week, focusing on COVID-19 and allegations that the federal health agencies suppressed vaccine safety data and interfered with scientific studies. And it is just... It's just amazing. I would think more members of Congress should be looking at this. The hearing was entitled Plausible Mechanisms of COVID-19 Injections Causing Cancer and Attacks on Scientific Publications and Research. And it featured multiple witnesses. And we'll hear from one of them in just a second. But Senator Johnson says there's no doubt in his mind that federal agencies covered up the connection to the COVID-19 jab and these turbo cancers.
Although it may seem these are two unrelated topics, discussing them together would help explain why such a large percentage of the public remains unaware of the serious adverse events caused by the COVID mRNA injections.
And the federal health agencies, the CDC, the HHS, the FDA, etc., during the Biden regime, these officials were pressured or directed scientists to actively suppress or withdraw their peer-related studies regarding the safety of the mRNA jabs.
The millions of people that had adverse events, I'd be pretty ticked off at those government officials that didn't do their job and that lied to me bald face. That's what this is about.
And one of those professors, a Dr. Angus Dalgleish, said he discovered a common element with some of his patients.
And the thing that was common is they'd all received a booster vaccine from their general practitioners.
Yeah, and they all had cancer. All of them had developed an extremely aggressive form of cancer. I don't know about you, and this certainly isn't peer reviewed, but it just seems, I know it's anecdotal at this point, but I'm hearing a lot more people getting cancer and younger people getting cancers, colorectal cancer, or young men. It really is troublesome. And Senator Johnson says, the FDA, they're part of this cover-up of the adverse effects.
Delving into this, they wouldn't report them on the safety signals. We were screaming at them because they didn't want to create vaccine hesitancy.
And the reason why many of these people in these federal agencies and some of these scientists and doctors, because they didn't want their careers to be ruined.
So we're trying to highlight the mechanism of the COVID injection, how it could cause these adverse events, in this case, focusing on cancer, but all these other things as well. And then those people raising the alarm how their careers are being destroyed.
Yeah, and they're trying to destroy Senator Johnson, calling him a disinformation and a vaccine denier. He said he's neither. He believes that the U.S. is dealing with right now is the vaccine and injection deniers.
Those individuals making that broad statement, they don't want to look for evidence, so they're not finding any. Find out who they're funded by. Again, I'm showing all kinds of evidence. I can't prosecute, I can't convict, but I can expose. And I think that's the first line of accountability. That's what I'm trying to expose. But again, I'm trying to do this because America deserves a COVID reckoning.
Indeed. And he's absolutely right. Follow the money. Follow the big pharma. You follow the money as to who is getting paid off, which Fauci and his ilk, scientists, doctors, medical professionals, government officials, FDA officials, etc. Follow the money, just like they did with the opioid epidemic. And you'll see, I think, that we were lied to, we were deceived, and we were basically hoodwinked. Many of us into taking the jab. 7:43, traffic, weather, all the threes. We do need a contestant. Choose your fake news. Chance for you to win some WCBM merch. Do it right now. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. And here with the update is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
A couple of things along I-95. Broken down vehicle may be in the roadway northbound near White Marsh Boulevard. Not sure it's in the straight through lanes or the express lanes. Trying to check on that. Further up in the construction zone, there was a minor accident in Harford County reported northbound 95 in the area at Route 24. Baltimore County has a minor wreck not too far from the Beltway at Old Court Road. At Scott's Level Road, the west side of the Beltway is busy there down through Route 40, and now we're getting some slowing on the outer loop in the area right at Harford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're Fox 35, and we still do need a contestant, by the way, so if you want to call, you need to call us now, 410-922-6680. Get to match wits with Kristen and Maggie and Chuckles, 410-922-6680. Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and hot today, low 90s. Overnight temperatures will be in the mid-60s. Then for Saturday into Sunday, sunny and a little more humid, but still hot today, mid-90s for Saturday. And then a chance for some thunderstorms Saturday evening into Sunday morning, which will cool things off just a bit. Right now, 68 in the city, 67 in Parkville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Today, it's for Panel Pride. No contestant here this morning. Folks maybe a little sleepy from the hot weather. Who knows?
I'm energized by heat.
You are energized by heat. I
know.
Love it. You're energized by a lot of things.
A couple of Red Bulls and a shot.
All right. I think, we are getting a contestant now? Okay. Kristen says we do have a contestant.
Get
so,
him out.
So, again, I wish I had the. We knew, Maggie, you're bringing up the rear.
I beg your pardon.
Right now. But that's okay. There's still time for you to rally. And Chuck and Kristen have been exchanging, positions. And I think Kristen's still in the lead right now, but Chuck has been nipping at her heels.
I'm used to.
In order to do
I'm...
that, is get really low to the ground.
I was just going to say that, but I wasn't going to say it. So I'm glad you said it.
I'm used
that way
to this.
I don't get in trouble.
That's right. She just put her headsets on.
I'm used to being at the bottom.
All right. Being on the bottom. What'd you say?
Oh!
Fly it.
No.
Mike in Brooklyn Park. Good morning.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third?
It was
last.
Good until right then.
It was. Leave it to Maggie. You want to go first, second, third, or last, Mike? Hello, Mike?
I'll go middle of the road, second.
Second? Okay, Mike wants to go second.
That's good.
All right, very good. Story number one. An internet commentator has posted online a video of where multiple California voters are registered at a dog kennel. The La Brea Canine Kennel has only 3 employees, but 126 registered voters at the dog kennel. We don't know how many dogs are there, but clearly there are not a lot of people there at this canine kennel. Story 2, a woman has been ordered to pay $10,000 in damages in Canada because her comments about transgenderism, recommending a friend not pursue top surgery, caused hurt feelings.
Wait, can you repeat that real quick?
Yeah. A woman has been ordered
to
pay.
I need to hear that again.
Has been ordered to pay $10,000 in damages in Canada because her comments about transgenderism, recommending a friend not pursue top surgery, caused hurt feelings. Her case now is pending before a Supreme Court after
human top surgery.
Yeah, top surgery would be the removal of one's breasts, females. Bottom surgery is a whole different matter.
Oh, dear.
Maggie's familiar with that because she's.
What?
Always on the bottom.
Oh, no.
But things are looking up.
Story three. A woke new bill erases the terms mother and father from New York State child custody and parental cases. A law there, gender-neutral rewriting that mother would be replaced with gestating parent. And father becomes non-gestating parent or parent in family court. So new definitions there. All right, is it story one? 126 voters in California found to be registered at a dog kennel. Story two, a woman ordered to pay $10,000 for her transgender comments that caused hurt feelings. Or story three, Democrats in New York replace mother with gestating parent in latest woke rewrite of law. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
This is very hard this morning. Canada's crazy, so I think I agree with that one. And I could see New York. The bill hasn't been passed, it's been proposed. So I think I'll go with number one, as corrupt as California is. I haven't heard that particular
Kristen one. Goes for story one. Mike in Brooklyn?
I agree. Story number one.
Mike goes for one. Maggie?
I'm going with number one.
Maggie goes for number one and chuckles.
Three, please.
Three?
Three.
All right, Chuck goes for story number three.
Fee, please.
Three, please.
Story two.
Three, please.
Woman ordered to pay $10,000 for transgender comments caused hurt feelings. True story. And story number three, the Dems replacing mom with gestating parent is also a true story. Story one is our fake news story of the day. So Mike and Maggie and Kristen all get it right. Chuck goes down in flames.
Nice.
Sorry about that,
story
Chief.
One fake. Story one fake, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Well, actually,
that's what I said, Mike.
Actually, the original story was they found 26 people registered to vote at a porta potty. But I didn't want to ruin the Maggie for that whole bit. Yeah. So we had to change it up a little bit.
Porta potty, that stinks.
Yeah, that really does. All right, Mike, we'll put you in hold. Tell you how to get
We're number one in the number two business.
Exactly. Oh, may he rest in peace. Poor Jeff Lukens.
Yes, indeed.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up, top of the hour, Baltimore Sun reporter Mena Ibrahim will join us to talk about the latest on the ballot gate and, how much our electric rates are going to increase in the state of Maryland. And coming up next, Governor Moore bragging about child care here in the state of Maryland. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Nino Mangione here. I've spent the last 8 years in Annapolis fighting for you. I am the fighter we need on the Baltimore County Council to cut taxes, support law enforcement, and bring transparency to Baltimore County. I am Nino Mangione, and you can count on me. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th, Election Day on June 23rd.
We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council. Authority, Friends of Nino Mangione, Lawrence Heinlein Treasurer.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, Committee to Elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, Treasurer.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked.
WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes, Friday morning rush hour with Lug Nuts Johnson.
There is some slowing as you're going into both the Harbor Tunnels, but nothing major right now for the ride going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 was a little bit slow coming south of the O'Donnell Street ramp, and it's still there, but there are a lot of gaps in the traffic here. So overall, not too bad for this time of the morning. We can see where 95 is a little bit slow as well from the top of the hill at O'Donnell Street and then going south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All the lanes are open coming out of 95 south and then looking at the junction at 95 Russell Street and 395 right there. All the lanes are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend. Sunny and hot, low 90s today, mid-60s tonight for Saturday. Sunshine, more humidity creeping in, mid-90s. Chance for thunderstorms Saturday afternoon, evening into Sunday morning. And right now we're looking at 67 in Severn, mostly sunny, 67 in Ocean City. Governor Moore recently, again, crowing about child care and what they've done in the Moore administration for child care. Here's what he had to say yesterday.
This year, we made the largest investment in child care in the history of the state of Maryland. We're providing 12 months of postpartum care to those on Medicaid. We're investing in programs like Be More for Healthy Babies. We're making it easier for our kids to get food during the summer months through our Sunbucks initiative. We've launched the Maryland Benefits One application so families can apply for SNAP and WIC and Medicaid right from their phone in one place and stop making it so difficult for people to get access to benefits that they deserve and they are justified. We just announced a new one-stop shop resource for new parents where the Bridge Project will use to promote the program and enroll participants. At a moment when Washington is failing to address the rising costs that their policies are creating, and they are spending their time giving billionaires tax cuts while ripping away our health care. At a moment when Washington is telling mothers and their children, you're on your own. In Maryland, we are telling our mothers and our children, we leave no one behind.
Oh, okay. I don't even know where you start there. There's so much to unpack there. But for this man to talk about healthy babies after he and many of his ilk were instrumental in enshrining abortion into the state constitution, you've got some nerve, man, talking about healthy babies. For those babies who make it out of the womb, you might make life a little bit better for them. But again, one wonders. So there's that huge contradiction. Then when it comes to government benefits, he's crowing about the fact that they're going to, more SNAP, more food stamps, more, again, more dependency is what he's creating. A lifetime of dependency for his constituents, for his voters. And he's created a net of 1,100 jobs in this term. 1,100 jobs in 4 years. Do the math. It's roughly over 250 jobs a year. That's it. And what he's done, he's imposed incredible expenses on families. Largest tax increase in history here in Maryland, raising fees for permits, vehicle registration fees, fishing, hunting licenses, you name it. We're getting hit every step of the way. And families, that impacts families much greater than your little handouts under SNAP. For Maryland or anything of that nature. So once again, he's all about creating families who are dependent on big government and can't afford to buy food and do the and buy the things that they need and want for their own children based on living here, trapped here, many, in the state of Maryland. And then there's education. Education continues to fail abysmally in the city of Baltimore, Prince George's County, and some other jurisdictions. Baltimore County is getting just as bad almost as Baltimore City is. And yet he denies through the Boost Scholarship Program the opportunity for parents to be able to choose where their children can go to school. I mean, there's not much in that program, but at least it's something. And then he's still not opted in to the federal school voucher program under the One Big Beautiful Bill. He said he's considering it, but he needs to know more. So, again, there's that. And then there's foster care. A 16-year-old left suicidal, left alone in a hotel room, kills herself on his watch. The hundreds of children left in hospitals because they can't find homes for them. The number of children that are missing, at least 26, according to the DHS. And then there's the ongoing problem with juveniles. They're not being held accountable. And not to mention he's an advocate of gender mutilation of minors. So please, spare us all the bromides and self-pats on the back over how you're doing wonderful things for Maryland's children. Most of us are smart enough to know that you're full of prunes. 759 Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman are there when you need them. Serious actions resulting in serious injury do require serious legal representation. And Michael does and has been doing that. Like, you know, what is great about Michael's firm is that you go to these big law firms, you don't even know who your lawyer is. Okay? You get assigned a lawyer at the last second. It's like if you were go to a hospital or go to a medical building and they've got a gazillion doctors, don't you want to know who your doctor is? Don't you want to know who's going to be treating you, operating on you? The same concept is for your lawyer. You should know who your lawyer is. You don't go to some big firm, and get lost in the shuffle, just become another number. You go, and there are three lawyers there that you know you're going to get, either Michael or Stephen or Rachel Alpert Friedman. Those are the three. You're going to get one of those three. And that's, I think, what really elevates the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. So give them a call. Hopefully you never need them, but they're there when you need them, if you need them. 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online, maflaw.com. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. The Senate has passed legislation to fund President Trump's immigration enforcement agencies. It happened early this morning. This came after weeks of delays and fierce backlash to an unrelated $1.776 billion settlement fund that threatened to derail the bill. Senators voted for the $70 billion legislation to fund immigration and customs enforcement and border patrol for the next 3 years. Stalled ceasefire talks. More from Karen Chamas.
Hezbollah has rejected the latest ceasefire agreement reached between Israel and the Lebanese government, demanding a complete Israeli withdrawal. Thursday's announcement came as Israeli strikes killed at least four people and a UN peacekeeper. A statement by Hezbollah's leader, Naim Qassem, was read out by a news presenter for Hezbollah's Al-Manar news station. In the statement, Qassem said the agreement's demand that Hezbollah fighters leave southern Lebanon under fire would mean surrender, defeat, and achieving the enemy's goals. He added, "What we're concerned about is an end to the aggression, ceasefire, and Israel's withdrawal." I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States imposing sanctions on Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel, his wife, and three other individuals. The action, the latest move by the Trump administration to pressure the island's leadership, it drew immediate condemnation from Havana. American Airlines temporarily suspending some of its routes for this summer. Bill Alexander with a report.
It's because steep jet fuel costs continue to strain carriers' budgets amid the war with Iran. In a statement, American said it had adjusted service for select routes in August and September and that impacted travelers would be offered alternative arrangements or refunds. American said the changes were in line with wider industry trends.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a report of a tree down in northern Baltimore County. Heads up, there may be some lanes blocked here. Old York Road at Greystone Road. So that's to the east of 83, and that traffic there on 439. Want to be on the lookout for that cruiser headed that way to check on that. A couple of things earlier, 95 northbound, there was a wreck in the construction area at Route 24. I just looked at that. Doesn't appear to be a backup right now. And then there was a broken down vehicle northbound on 95 in one of the travel lanes getting up to the area around White Marsh Boulevard. Again, not a major problem through there. Baltimore County about 30 minutes ago had a wreck at Old York Road near Scott's Level Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got sizzling sunshine with hot temperatures and highs in the low 90s today. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
67 degrees in Randallstown, 70 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Supreme Court of Maryland has removed Anne Arundel County Orphans Court Judge Mark Knapp from office. Thursday's decision follows a referral from the Maryland Commission on Judicial Disabilities that found Knapp guilty of violating the state rules of judicial conduct. The violations included bias, prejudice, and harassment, along with his decorum, demeanor, and communication with jurors. Knapp's counsel had requested lighter sanctions, including suspension without pay, but the court found the egregious nature of the misconduct warranted his immediate removal. An Annapolis man has been found guilty in a private jet scheme. A jury convicted Patrick Britton Haar on six counts of wire fraud by using his charter flight company to induce clients to make down payments for services that were never provided, while using their money to line his own pockets and buy yachts and expensive jewelry. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 017, the pick 4, 5875. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
There's a huge difference between being busy this summer and actually feeling alive enough to enjoy it. When your body feels run down, summer stops feeling fun fast. The long drives, the jet lag, the diets, and sore feet, suddenly the season you waited for all year feels exhausting. Rescue Natural supplements help support your body where summer strains it most, from energy, recovery, and circulation to digestion, sleep, and even stress. And right now, listeners can buy any single bottle and get one 90% off with the code BRIGHT90. So whether you're vacationing or keeping up with the kids, your body feels more prepared to make this summer unforgettable. Just go to res-q.com, use the code BRIGHT90 to buy any of Rescue's premium natural supplements and get one 90% off. Or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Don't wait to make this your healthiest summer yet. Shop now at res-q.com with the code BRIGHT90. That's res-q.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. After taking 2 of 3 from the Red Sox, the heavy lifting begins now for the Birds as they start a 16-game run against playoff teams from a year ago in Toronto tonight. It's a good thing, then, that Trevor Rogers says the pitching staff has come around.
Kind of just put our heads down after, you know, we weren't pitching the way we wanted to pitch there earlier. And
We knew it was only a matter of time that it was going to turn around for this group, and it's the most talented group I've ever been a part of. And
Bird starters pitching to a 252 earned run average over the last 12 starts, allowing just two runs or less nine times. Meanwhile, we saw Blaze Alexander lose one in the nights, the lights, the other night at Fenway. Well, last night at Wrigley, it was Pete Crow Armstrong's turn with Shea Langeliers of the Athletics at the plate.
Shea underneath it, a touch. Crow Armstrong can't find it. It drops. It goes all the way to the ivy. Here goes Shea. He will be sent home by Bobby Crosby. The relay throw is late. Shea is safe. Pete Crow Armstrong couldn't find it. Oh, my goodness.
An inside the park home run on a pop fly to center field. Chris Carey had the call on NBC Sports California. Crow Armstrong, though, would redeem himself with a walk-off single to cap a four-run ninth for the Cubs. They rally over the Athletics. 7-6 was the final. The Ravens will enter mandatory minicamp next week very high on slot corner Chandler Rivers, one of the team's fifth-round draft picks out of Duke. So high on Rivers, in fact, that Marlon Humphrey's playing time, not to mention his job, could be in jeopardy. Defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver says, don't count Marlon out.
Admittedly, I know there's been some disappointment there with how he played for himself, but I know we can help him reach whatever standard he wants to hold for himself.
Coming up in 30 minutes, the Knicks are the hottest team in the history of the NBA playoffs. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company on this Friday morning. It's time once again to check in with our partners over at the Baltimore Sun to find out the latest on a couple of big stories here. And joining us is Baltimore Sun reporter Mena Ibrahim. Good morning, Mena.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It's our pleasure. Are we any closer? I know you wrote a piece earlier this week on the incorrect ballots. Are we any closer to discovering or finding out how many voters got incorrect ballots from the State Board of Elections?
We are not. Unfortunately, it seems like folks are pretty tight-lipped about that right now. It's unclear whether they don't have the information or if they're not being transparent about it. We know they're being transparent about the fact that there's a mistake and there's a process trying to kind of fix the situation, but as for how many incorrect ballots were actually sent out versus how many ballots, replacement ballots were sent out is still unknown.
Do we know how they've discovered this problem? Was it a complaint by a voter, or how many voters? Do we know anything about how they discovered the errors?
We do not. We know that it seems as though the Maryland Board of Elections told the Baltimore Sun a few weeks ago when the issue happened that it was the vendor's fault and the vendor would be responsible for funding all the replacement ballots being sent out. But we don't know the exact cause or at what part of the process that this issue actually occurred, regardless of whose fault it is. But yeah, it seems like it is the vendor's fault, essentially.
Well, as you write in your piece this week, a lot of questions persist. One of those questions I have is, I know the vendor is taking blame for the error, but again, did the State Board of Elections have any role in this? Were they supposed to review what the vendor had printed on the ballots? Did that fall through the cracks? What happened there?
Yeah, so again, we don't know. The process itself between the vendor and what happens between it gets to the vendor, to the Maryland Board of Elections, to Marylanders' mailboxes is not exactly super clear. So we're not sure whether there was a point in that process where the Maryland Board of Elections should have or would have reviewed it in the first place. Not sure who's the role exactly that the Maryland Board of Election plays here, but it seems like the vendor has taken responsibility for the issue. Still unclear what kind of disciplinary or ramifications or consequences will come out of that, or if the Maryland Board of Election will make a decision about how to handle this issue with the vendor moving forward.
Again, originally they were telling people to destroy the original ballot, and now we understand that the original ballot could possibly be counted, and they're saying that there are safeguards in place. Do we know specifically what safeguards?
So we're not exactly sure what those safeguards look like, but we know that the process they're referring to is something called sequestering, and that's a typical process that happens whenever anybody in Maryland requests a mail-in ballot, a replacement mail-in ballot. So, for example, if your dog eats your ballot or you spill coffee on your ballot, you would ask for a replacement ballot. In that process, your original ballot, mail-in ballot, would be voided. That barcode that's unique to you would be voided. And then your replacement ballot would be counted instead. Given the magnitude of the situation, this is where we have a slight volume issue. And so now, if you... folks are in the Maryland Board of Elections are still saying you should return, or not you should, but if you do return your original mail-in ballot and it's correct, it will still be counted. If you don't return a replacement ballot, they will put your original ballot in a separate sequestered box that will be counted at the very end of the process should a replacement ballot not appear.
Right.
But in that case, it will have to be a correct mail-in ballot, so your correct party affiliation.
All right, very good. More with Mena Ibrahim of the Baltimore Sun. Next up, the high electric bills are on the way here in Maryland. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. The update now with Chuck Whitaker.
Vehicle hit the guardrail here on 95 South just before you get to the King Avenue Bridge. So this is going to affect the traffic coming south from White Marsh Boulevard. 65-mile marker through there. They're kind of crowding the right lane. The fire department is there. There's a medic unit there. Looks like only one vehicle involved, but they're attending to somebody at that point. So the traffic is still coming by in at least three of the lanes. The express lanes are open as well, so not a big impact right now. But if you're coming down from White Marsh Boulevard, you'll see the fire truck on the right side. Just kind of stay to the center and the left-hand side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, hot today, low 90s into the mid-60s tonight, and then hot and humid tomorrow, mid-90s, chance of a thunderstorms Saturday evening into Sunday morning because of the overall humidity. So that is our next big chance of getting some kind of precipitation here in the area. And right now we're looking at 68 in Owings Mills. It's 67 in Columbia. With us here this morning is Mena Ibrahim, a reporter for the Baltimore Sun. Mena, you did another piece on the summer of high electric bills. What are these bills going to look like here this summer? Obviously, we've got hot weather coming. We have an ongoing energy crisis here in the state of Maryland. So, why are these bills going up again this summer?
Yeah, so the bills are going up for a multitude of reasons. It's a very complicated issue, but a big role that is increasing our utility costs are the rise of data centers across the region. And so data centers have been popping up everywhere. They obviously require significantly more demand on our energy grid than anybody could have anticipated in terms of how quickly they're propping up. And so that's a big part why our energy bills are going up. Obviously, that's only a fraction of our bill. That's about 15% of a residential bill, but it still plays a pretty big role.
These data centers, do we know how many of them are located in Maryland versus Virginia?
Yeah, we don't know the exact number right now just because they're cropping up so quickly, but we do know that Northern Virginia has almost significantly more data centers than almost anywhere else in the country. We also know Pennsylvania has a lot of data centers, and because we are part of that grid, a lot of that energy demand, regardless of how much we have in our state, is something that we have to contribute to as well.
Right. You write in your piece this week in the Sun paper that these capacity charges, and this is something PGM Interconnection is will charge, and this has to do with making sure there's enough reserve power to meet the demand. How much more are we paying this year versus last year?
So the exact amount of number that will be shown on your personal electricity bill varies, obviously, from person to person. But this year, Marylanders across the board are going to be paying nearly $1.5 billion more than we paid last year to keep the lights on. And that's a result of, like you said, the capacity market. Last year, we were paying about $14.7 billion collectively. This year, the capacity auction, the results came out that we would be paying $16.1 billion.
Do we know how that breaks down per ratepayer, or we don't have that information yet?
We don't know how to break it down exactly, but I can give you a quick breakdown of what in your bill is attributed to what. So, for example, 15% of your bill goes toward those capacity auction costs. Another 15% is transmission, so getting power to your house, essentially. Only about 30% of what's on your bill is what you actually use, is a reflection of your usage. And then the remainder of that is distribution and other utility or administrative expenses.
I know the president just yesterday is committing $200 million, $85 million to reopen the coal-fire power plant in Western Maryland. Do we expect that to help with lowering electricity rates in the near future?
It's still, super unclear the exact impact that will have. I know a lot of folks, specifically energy environmental groups, are worried about the ramifications of that. But the president's claim is that the effort will reduce electricity costs by 50% while creating over 14,000 jobs in the state. Whether that actually comes to fruition, obviously, is something we'll still need to follow closely. He's gotten a lot of pushback, like I said, from environmental groups as well as the governor, but we'll just have to wait and see if it has an impact on our grid and our energy bills.
Very good. Mena, thanks so much for joining us here once again on this Friday. Mena Ibrahim, Baltimore Sun reporter, and we'll talk to you soon.
Of course. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great weekend. Again, both those articles you can see regarding the Maryland ballot, incorrect ballots, and the high electric bills at BaltimoreSun.com, where you can also subscribe there as well. It is 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. And joining us once again, as he does each and every Friday, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Happy Friday.
Indeed. It's going to be a hot one today. And matching the real estate market. We're at the peak of the real estate market right now. What are some of the questions and concerns that you are hearing right now from home sellers?
You know, this time of year, Sean, we're talking to home sellers that just want to get the home sold without any fanfare. The agent you choose to sell your home matters. And even those that are considering a cash offer are starting to look for other options that may yield a little bit more cash in their pockets. I was talking to Sherrod. He had called our office the other day and thinking about selling his home. He personally knows two real estate agents and one investor, and he's trying to weigh all of his options before he makes a final decision.
Yeah, it's like we were talking a week or so ago that everyone knows someone with a real estate license.
Yeah, that is true. Over 50,000 licensees in the state. And just because they have a real estate license doesn't mean that they're qualified to help you, especially this time of year when timing may be a little bit more important than other times of the year. And Sherrod really wanted to get the home sold by the end of July so he can get started at his new home in the Carolinas by the end of the summer. And he really liked our approach, how we create demand for the home, which was really different from the other agents he was talking to that have more of a wait-and-see approach.
Yeah, we know how aggressive your marketing is, and by providing programs like your Trade Up and the Zillow Showcase, you've talked about right here on our Friday calls, it kind of gives the seller a real advantage.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. And, you know, that advantage translates into not only getting a price that you may want or need, but also picking your terms, like a closing date, which was really attractive to Sherrod, you know. So if you're considering your options, thinking about making a move, I'd love to talk with you. You know, we could sit down, we could talk about our exclusive programs, how they can help you accomplish your goals. We can just talk over the telephone if you like. You can call or text anytime, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. And you can always visit us online at vinnysteo.com.
Sounds great, Vinny. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Sounds great, Sean. Thanks.
Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, 410-709-7515 or vinnysteele.com. Coming up after 8:30 news, Councilman Nino Mangione will be joining us to talk about his appointment to the Baltimore County Council. They repealed the pension gate bill. Self-dealing bill that Wade Katch had authored before he got out of Dodge, and much, much more. And still a bit later on, Democrats have thrown Graham Plattner, the Senate candidate in Maine, under the bus completely. Someone is linking opposition research to the New York Slimes, and they did what they do best. They slimed him. 820. Okay. Exactly. 823, traffic weather on the 3s. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
He stood up and his ass was flat. Nothing but top marks. Oh, my. What a deal. Southbound 95, this wreck vehicle hit the right Jersey wall here just after White Marsh and before you get down to the King Avenue Bridge. Looking at it, the fire department is still there. They're just protecting that car on the right side. So we're still getting three good lanes by. We're going to slow up just a bit south of White Marsh Boulevard on the straight through lanes. The express lanes don't even care. They're just going right on by it and not a problem. There's a tree down in northern Baltimore County and some lanes were blocked. Old York Road on 439 in the area at Greystone Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend. It'll be hot in the low 90s today, mid-90s tomorrow, and a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow evening into Sunday morning, which is going to bring some precipitation. But it's heating up already. 71 in Annapolis, 67 in Ellicott City. From the birthplace of our Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, our national anthem, it is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 is sponsored by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. Well, three significant events happened on this day, June the 5th, in history. We start June 5, 1944. More than 1,000 British bombers dropped 5,000 tons of bomb on German gun batteries placed at the Normandy assault area, while 3,000 Allied ships across the English Channel were there in preparation for the invasion of Normandy, otherwise known as D-Day, which we will mark tomorrow. The day of the invasion of occupied France had been postponed repeatedly since the month of May, mostly because of bad weather and the enormous tactical obstacles involved. Finally, despite less than ideal weather conditions, or perhaps because of them, General Eisenhower decided on June the 5th to set the next day as D-Day, the launch of the largest amphibious operation in the history of the world. Ike knew that the Germans would be expecting postponements beyond the 6th precisely because weather conditions were still poor. Operation Overlord, the Allied invasion of Normandy, would indeed take place on June 6th and change the course of history. On this day, June 5th, 1968, shortly after midnight, Senator Robert F. Kennedy shot at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles after winning the California presidential primary. Immediately after, he announced to his cheering supporters the country was ready to end its fractious divisions. Kennedy was shot several times by 24-year-old Palestinian Sirhan Sirhan. He was pronounced dead a day later on June the 6th. Sirhan was born in Palestine, confessed the crime at his trial, and received a death sentence, but that was commuted when California did away with the death penalty. And on this day, June 5th, 2004, Ronald Wilson Reagan, the 40th President of the United States, passed away after a long struggle with Alzheimer's disease. The well-known actor and former governor of California became a very popular president, winning two terms back in the 80s. And 69 days after he took office, President Reagan shot by John Hinckley after giving a speech at a hotel about 1 mile from the White House. After surgery to remove the bullet, which had lodged near his heart, he made a quick recovery, which added to his image as a strong leader and great communicator. Throughout his two terms in office, Reagan pursued his trademark economic program, Reaganomics, supply-side economics, and, of course, his stare-down and winning the Cold War with the former Soviet Union. Reagan left office announced in 1994. He had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, was greeted with great sadness. He did write in an open letter to the American people, quote, "I know I begin the journey that will lead me into the sunset of my life. I know that for America, there will always be a bright dawn ahead." He lived out the rest of his days on his ranch in Simi Valley, and where he is buried at the Presidential Library of Ronald Reagan. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, coming up next, Councilman Nino Mangione is going to join us. We do mark that John Bolton, former National Security Advisor under President Trump, former ambassador, who used to be a frequent guest on this show, who hails from this area, went to McDonough, now facing 60 days in jail and $2.25 million in fines for mishandling classified documents. He intends to plead guilty to one count of illegal retention of sensitive national security documents and has agreed to pay those fines as well. All right, it's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Brought to you by Audiology Associates. A Hanover, Pennsylvania man has been sentenced to life in prison without parole for a deadly shooting in Finksburg. Austin Pataki traveled to Carroll County in December to murder David Anderson, but while the intended victim was only injured, Benjamin Billings, who was traveling with him, was killed. The victims were found shot in a pickup truck at Wesley and Patapsco Roads. Investigators say Pataki had a business relationship with the victims through his pool company and was facing a potential lawsuit from the victim who survived. When Pataki was arrested, investigators found he had a hit list on his phone with Anderson's name at the top. And the Baltimore Animal Rescue and Care Shelter is temporarily closed for all dog intake, adoptions, and foster placements until further notice after several dogs tested positive for parvovirus. Bark says that parvovirus has an incubation period of up to 2 weeks, and its veterinary team is working to determine the scope of any potential exposure. Those who are in the process of adopting a dog from Parks will be contacted to discuss next steps. Bark Sparks says updates will be given as more information becomes available. And a new skate park will be opening in Howard County today. There will be an afternoon ribbon cutting at Blandare Regional Park in Columbia to officially open the county's largest skate park. Officials with the Department of Recreation and Parks say that six new pickleball and two new basketball courts will also be unveiled today. The 3 p.m. ribbon cutting will be followed by a demonstration from Charm City Skate, and there will be food trucks and games for kids. And Fox 45 reports that 26 children and high-risk young adults in Maryland's foster care system remain classified as missing or runaways. Yet, state officials claim they know the location of nearly all of them. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wreck on 95 South, if you're coming down from the ramp at White Marsh Boulevard, it's near the King Avenue Bridge, well off to the side, and now it's just a trooper and the vehicle that hit the Jersey wall on the right side. Fire department has left, so not a big deal. They'll be wrapping up, but they're safely off to the side behind the white line. I really like this shot here. We're clear, good to go, no delays, absolutely perfect right now, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got sizzling sunshine with hot temperatures and highs in the low 90s today. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:35, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. The biggest start of Brandon Young's career is tonight, north of the border in Toronto, as the Birds open a three-game weekend set with the Blue Jays, tied with Toronto for third in the AL East, 63 games into the season. Young coming off two straight quality starts.
Just continuing to attack the strike zone, get ahead, that's the main goal. To get deep into games, that's the goal for us, and give our team a chance to win.
Birds have won the last five times Young's taken the hill. Meanwhile, the gauntlet, that's what's facing the Birds over the next 2 weeks. Baltimore will play in order, the Jays, Mariners, Padres, Mariners again, and Dodgers over the next five series. They all made the playoffs last year, a stretch that will more than could very well likely determine the course of their season. Other O's news, the team made a cash deal yesterday to acquire hard-throwing right-hander Kyle Nicholas from the Reds, but the question is, can he get it over the plate? Nicholas has walked 24% of the batters he's faced this season, more than double the Major League Baseball average. And Chris Bassitt, the Orioles starting pitcher, was in Baltimore yesterday, having his back exam, and the team has not yet released the results. Ravens have the weekend off with mandatory OTAs beginning Tuesday in Owings Mills. After wrapping up this week, head coach Jesse Minter was asked how good it is for his defense to practice against a Lamar-led offense.
It's unbelievable for guys to get man-to-man reps against Zay Flowers. Like, that's maybe the toughest cover in the league in a man-to-man situation. I can think of a bunch of guys over there that present those problems. Derrick Henry, Lamar, all those types of players. And so for any defense, it's great to get the chance to go against those guys.
How good have the Knickerbockers been in the NBA playoffs? Well, historically good. In fact, the hottest team in the league's history. New York has won 12 games in a row now by an average of 19 points per game, the largest margin since the NBA-ABA merger. They'll take a 1-0 series lead into Game 2 tonight in San Antonio. And finally, on this day in sports history, we take you back 68 years ago to the day, June 5, 1952, the first nationally televised sporting sporting event. It was Jersey Joe Walcott defeating Ezra Charles in 15 rounds for the heavyweight boxing championship of the world at Municipal Stadium in Philadelphia, PA. An estimated 40 to 50 million people watched the historic broadcast on NBC, and the network paid a television rights fee of $175,000 to the International Boxing Federation. My, how times have changed. The time now is 8:36, and that is the week of Stein on Sports.
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the game room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen.
Oh, yeah!
Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, YorktownSocial.com.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And for the first time here on Casey and Company, we welcome Councilman Nino Mangione. Good morning, Councilman.
Sean, good morning to you. Happy Friday. And yes, it's been quite a week.
Monday evening,
taking the oath of office at the Baltimore County Council.
Yeah, I saw that, and I saw they got your nameplate up there at the end of the session there. Looked pretty good. Were you able to actually vote on anything? And before you were actually not until you're sworn in, but did you cast any votes on Monday night?
Not on Monday night. No, we took the oath after they finished their order of business. And did not vote. And of course, for those of you who are not aware of the process, we were voted in by the Baltimore County Republican Central Committee over the weekend. It's already been almost a week. That was last Saturday. And great honor. And I replaced Councilman Wade Koch after he resigned. And we took the oath on Monday, but we did not vote. The council voted on a few matters, but we did not. We just were basically sworn in immediately following their order of business.
Yep. So, but now, of course, you're a fully sworn in member of the council. You'll be there to fulfill that vacancy created by Wade Koch's retirement due to health reasons. Of course, you are running for re-election, but in a different district because they've redrawn District 3 now as District 5. It's pretty much the same county, but a little smaller, as I understand it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you're right, Sean. I am continuing this campaign it would be District 5, but if right now it's number 3, it'll be District 5. And the voters, just a reminder here to everybody listening, you're going to have your say in the primary on June 23rd. It is coming up. Early voting, I talk to hundreds, if not thousands of people constantly campaigning for this Republican primary. And I think a lot of people are shocked when I tell them, early voting starts next week, Sean. So let me remind the audience, you can go out June 11th through 18th and vote early in this coming election. We are trying very hard to earn every vote, and it is crucial. I think because it's summertime, people get plenty of politics everywhere they turn, so they're kind of, and sometimes they just kind of take a step back. But no, the time now is to get your information for your candidates. Obviously, we've been making our case for almost 2 years now. But next week, early voting, June 11th through the 18th. And for me, Sean, I mean, I'm representing the furthest north part of the county, all the way to the Pennsylvania line. And there's lots of priorities council-wide, right, county-wide, obviously supporting our law enforcement, all our public first responders. That's why I've been endorsed by the Baltimore County Police and Fire. When it comes to my district, Sean, I want to get Baltimore County moving again. And there is, for example, the Carroll Road Bridge. This is a bridge that dates back to the 1800s, and it collapsed last October. And, Sean, the current timeline to replace it is 5 to 6 years. It's only 92 feet long. Think about that.
Wow.
I mean, that's 30 yards, 92 feet. And they say 5 to 6 years. We need urgency. We need action when it comes to getting things done in Baltimore County. And the people who rely on that bridge and other projects across the county, but specifically the district I represent, we deserve, and they deserve, better. Another issue, I mean, I know Lutherville Station is one that has been in the news. This project, Sean, in Lutherville Timonium, has been sitting around for 7 years. And it's time, I believe, that the community and the developer and the surrounding parties get in a room, work through the remaining issues, come up with something that is the best case scenario for everybody. Never going to get everything you want, but the problem is, the biggest concern is that Wes Moore and the Democrats in Annapolis are taking away local control in zoning decisions and trying to dictate. Government bureaucrats and Democrats in Annapolis throughout the entire state are going to tell people all over Maryland in these different counties where you can build and what you can build, and it's happening on lines like called transit-oriented developments. The people who live in these communities and know them best should be making these decisions with local residents and local elected officials. They're the ones who should have the strongest voice, really, in shaping what happens in their communities. But that's another key issue. And I would say one of the votes, actually, Sean, actually you brought up some of the votes this week. One of them, they took action on this controversial pension issue.
Mm-hmm.
And they voted unanimously to end the policy that would have resulted in this massive doubling of the pension increase for elected officials. And regardless of how we got here, they did the right thing. I agree with them. I believe they reached the right decision by rescinding that, repealing it. And the public service should be about, or should never be about, creating these special retirement benefits for politicians. But
yeah, and the way that was done, Councilman, was that they went and retroactively made it so that Wade Catch would not be able to benefit, or Julian Jones, or whoever would not be able to benefit. I smell a big lawsuit coming. Does the council fear they're going to get sued?
Well, that's why the mistakes that were made from day one are crucial here, because, yeah, there's a possibility of a lawsuit. I mean, they're retroactively overturning a law that was passed, so that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. It's a shame it got to that, because of the decisions and the votes that were made. Then the backlash, it seems to me that the decisions were pulled back after they were caught, and now they undid that decision, but there was still a time frame in which it was abided by, so that's going to probably bring a lawsuit, and who knows what's going to happen. I do agree with the premise that there shouldn't be these massive retirement doublings of these pensions, so I agree with that, but you're right, the lawsuit potential is real.
All right, I want to get your thoughts on the county state's attorney's race here in just a second. It's 8:43, traffic weather on the threes, and the update now with Lugnuts Johnson.
Councilman, congratulations.
Thank you, Chuck.
You will now be paying for the green fees at Hayfields because you've moved up to the east side to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Very nice. Glad for you, my friend.
Thanks.
We have good conditions here at both the Harbor Tunnels, looking at 895 northbound. Very good shape there. Even both the tunnels southbound are good. 95 Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open. They're still working on a tree down in northern Baltimore County. It was on Old York Road at Greystone Road. And you'll have the state police trooper there on the right shoulder with the wreck. They're waiting for the wrecker. 95 southbound after White Marsh Boulevard and before the bridge at King Avenue. Not a big problem. Just a heads up on the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: sunny, hot today, low 90s. Overnight temps in the mid 60s, and then it's going to be sunny and hot and humid tomorrow, 95 with a chance of thunderstorms into Sunday morning. And right now we're partly sunny and 73 in Reisterstown. It is 74 in Parkville. On our Newsmaker Hotline, Councilman Nino Mangione, Baltimore County Council, representing District 3 at the moment. And I just want to get your thoughts on this county state's attorney's race, where apparently this George Soros funded group, Working Families Party, has now spent upwards of nearly $750,000 on this race alone. And I know this is a Democrat thing, but I just want to get your thoughts on it. I know that Sarah David is the one who's a beneficiary of this advertising, and they're going after Scott Schellenberger, who is the 19-year incumbent there. First off, do Republicans have anybody that running in this race?
Don, this is an important race. It's extremely important. I do not believe, as far as I know, that we have a Republican running. I've never met anybody. Nobody's reached out to me, and I don't believe that anybody filed before the deadline. The issue here is very important, that Scott Schellenberger, kind of an old-school Democrat, moderate conservative Democrat of the old way, And I've had the opportunity to meet Sarah David. Yes, anytime George Soros money gets involved, it's extremely dangerous for public safety. We know that. It's not only happened, almost happened here last time with Robbie Leonard, but it's happened all over the country. We've seen these state's attorneys allow cities and counties to just go to hell. I mean, it's to turn into crime-ridden cesspools. And this George Soros money is going to Sarah David, who is extremely articulate, extremely educated, a nice woman. I've met her now a couple times. A very nice woman. However, we were at a community association. She was the featured speaker. And as a politician, I'm not up there trying to do gotcha questions to the people that are the guest speakers. But there was one that I thought I had. It was all over the news. It was, and I was getting ready to go to Annapolis on the Judiciary Committee. So I wanted to get her take because I believe she worked for the state's attorney's office in the past. I asked her, what about this juvenile charging bill where they're going to start them in juvenile court automatically? Mm-hmm. It appears to me that the current state's attorney, Schellenberger, and all the other state's attorneys, I believe, are against this bill. What is your take? And her response, she spoke for almost 7 or 8 minutes on a simple, or I didn't ask what was your take, I'm sorry. I asked, yes or no, do you support it? So a yes or no question, she spoke for 8 minutes and said the answer is far more complicated than a yes or no. It's very simple. Should violent juveniles that are 17 years old, 18, you know, should they be charged automatically in juvenile or court, or should they actually, if they pulled a gun on somebody in some of these very serious cases, actually look at adult-like consequences? And she couldn't answer, and she didn't answer, and that said all I need to know about her potential nomination. And on top of that, you said the George Soros money came flooding in. It's an absolute, if I had to say, I'm not a Democrat, but if I was voting in the Democrat primary, I'd be voting for Scott Schellenberger.
And on another issue, both Izzy Patoka and Julian Jones running for Baltimore County Executive, your fellow council members, have a couple of TV ads out now basically blasting President Trump, who has got really nothing to do with county issues. But in one, Julian Jones, a former firefighter, appears in uniform calling President Trump a five-alarm blaze. Your reaction to your fellow council members doing that?
So that, to me, Sean, this idea of, and I'm not sure of the law and what, if he's even allowed to be wearing that, but I will say this idea that Donald Trump has anything to do with crime in Towson, for example, with Baltimore County schools continuing to struggle, with the fact that $2.5 billion of the Baltimore County school budget is not even allowed to be inspected for waste, fraud, and abuse by an inspector general. You look at any issue in Baltimore County, and nowhere is there an involvement or anything to do with Donald Trump. I'm at a cookie bake-off in the Maryland line. You can walk to Pennsylvania from there, and I'm supporting the volunteer firefighters. They're talking about their needs. Does it have anything to do with Donald Trump? No. I go to Lutherville Timonium. Does anything there have to do with neighborhoods, whether they need people to slow down, they're driving too fast, if they need a stop sign? Does that deal with Donald Trump? No. Nothing other than pure politics, and it's no different than, say, playing racial politics. It's just what Democrats do, and unfortunately, it doesn't solve the problems that the people of Baltimore County need. And I wanted to touch on one other thing, if I have just a second, Sean, because sure. We were talking about the pension. I wanted to mention this before, because this is another hot-button issue, is that these council salaries, there's going to be potentially a doubling of the salaries. I think that that's another issue that people in the campaign trail should be paying very close attention that you're getting ready to vote for. My position is simple and has always been, I have no interest in raising the salary of these council members. I knew what the job was when I basically interviewed for it by putting my name up to run for office. I knew what it paid when we decided to run. And this is a time, like I said, I mean, talking about Donald Trump, who has nothing to do with the issues that we are facing right now, like public safety and infrastructure challenges, other priorities. I don't think increasing salaries of politicians should be at the top of that list, and I certainly don't think it makes it improve any of those issues by talking about pure politics and symbolism of Donald Trump and the president. If they were running for Congress, go ahead, talk about Donald Trump. Or Senate, if you're running for governor, I guess you could, you know, poke Donald Trump a little bit. But my God, this is county government closest to the people who want to be able to see and speak to your county representatives about how they can fix their roads, their local infrastructure, their education system. It's just, I get it all the time, Nino the Baltimore batter, Sean, Nino the MAGA candidate. It's unbelievable.
It is. All right, we'll leave it there for this week, and have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Sean. Have a great week.
All right, that's Councilman Nino Mangione. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance. A young woman spotted an elderly woman working garbage detail at a Tennessee movie theater and started a GoFundMe for her. Here's Brooklyn Green presenting Mary Ellen Aaron with a certificate of that large amount. The campaign had a goal of $200,000. But for some reason, it says donations were paused.
Here we go. This is going to show you what they raised for you.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of money.
How much?
$144,990.
That's a lot of money. And you deserve it.
Thank you so very much to all the wonderful people that have donated money to GoFundMe, and I'm overwhelmed and certainly blessed by the Lord and your wonderful people. Thank you.
Great story. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road, Knowings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. When you're ready to upgrade any of the appliances in your home, trust me and go to Town Appliance at Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive. They have over 70 top brands to choose from, like GE, Cafe, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, JetAir, Frigidaire, and Bosch, just to name a few. Whether you need a basic essential or high-end, they have it all. Plus, Town Appliance offers flexible financing options to make your upgrade easier than ever. Visit townappliance.com for more information.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Maryland is heading in the wrong direction. Rising crime, higher taxes, out-of-touch politicians in Annapolis. Enough is enough. John Myrick is running for governor to restore public safety, cut taxes, and put Maryland families first. It's time to get Maryland back on track. Vote John Myrick for governor. Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick and Chan Cynthia Price Treasurer.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A53 traffic weather on the 3's final report with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, a couple of slowdowns on the Beltway, and that's all it is. The outer loop right here at I-70, and then once you cross Route 40 at Baltimore National Pike, start down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue. All the lanes are open. The Parkville side, a little bit slow again. It's just a speed reduction, but it's already getting better just in the last 4 or 5 minutes. Headed over from Hartford Road, eventually out to Perrine Parkway, and then moving over towards Providence Road. The inner loop at Greenspring is good. There was a report about 10 minutes ago, there may be debris on the inner loop at Park Heights Avenue. I don't see it, and there's no impact right now, but you might have a state highway truck in that area, so just a heads up for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3's on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend, sunny, hot, and looking to be the low 90s today. Tomorrow, sunny, a little more humid, 94, with a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow evening into Sunday morning, and then sunny remains hot in the low 90s again. They're calling it a Kim Klasick weekend, is what they're saying, and Kim is here once again.
This is a Kim Klasick weekend. Yes, it is. I'm going to enjoy every bit of it.
You are going to soak it all in.
I am going to soak it in. I know. I was just listening to you talk to Councilman Lino Mangione, and it is interesting because there are a lot of headlines claiming that he is MAGA.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's ever once talked about Trump on my show. And he's on every week. So, like, yeah. He's not a MAGA guy.
Well, it's funny. The Banner, which is a left-wing rag, they started all that nonsense, and they never, ever use any kind of adjective to describe any Democrat.
Channel 11 did it to him 3 days ago.
Oh, did they really?
Right, okay, yeah. When he resigned from his seat in order to get sworn in.
Right.
He had the same headline.
Yeah.
So he's being...
It's the Democrat talking points have gone out. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, today at 10 o'clock, we'll be joined in studio by Sheriff Gaylor. We're going to talk about, of course, the Community Trust Act. You know, what does this even mean when it comes to 287G? Is that now void? I mean, where is that all standing? And then I also want to talk to him about not just his race, but the races in Harford County in general. I know you see it, Sean. There is a lot of infighting in Harford County. And I can tell who's on what team now. That's how bad it is. And I don't even live there.
Well, you talked about it yesterday with Tori Snow on your show. We saw Alan Kittleman, Steve Hirschy with different op-eds. The Republican Party right now is involved in an internecine feud and full-blown civil war. And the question is, when the dust settles, who is going to run the party, control the party?
Right. Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
And the same thing's going on in Harford County, too.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, can we bring this together? I hope that we can. Anyways, we'll talk to Sheriff Gaylor in studio at 10 o'clock. Also, at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Paula Edding. She's running in the delegate seat there in Harford County. Oh, the
District
number.
District C?
Is it C? Yeah. Yes, because they have letters.
Right.
Council seat C.
Right.
Yes. So she'll join us at 11 o'clock. And then also, Sheriff Kogan and Ivan Bates, they were together yesterday announcing arrests and obviously a big bust at a vape or smoke shop.
Right.
But even at the same time, you had Mayor Brandon Scott endorsing Sheriff Kogan's
opponent.
Yeah, and he was not there. So they also are pretty fractured in Baltimore City. So we'll talk about that. And of course, the latest comments from Governor Wes Moore at Salisbury University yesterday.
All right, very good. Kim Klasick Live coming up next. The Democrats were a full-blown retreat from Graham Plattner, the main Democrat Senate candidate who's imploding as we speak.
All across Maine, people are responding at the town meetings. They are up. They are energized. And in my opinion, he is on a pathway.
And, you know, frankly, Mr. Plattner is a four-tour combat veteran and someone whose conduct as he came home from war, many have questioned. I don't know him and don't know him at all well, but I'm going to give him a measure of grace.
Aren't you worried about more coming out about his past that could damage his chances?
What I'm worried about is another day of war in Iran.
Listen, are these accusations disturbing to you?
What is disturbing to me is what's happening in this economy and how right now the Republicans just sign off on it.
Yeah, no wonder Hiawatha wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. The New York Slimes, obviously Democrats undercutting him now. They want him out of the race. Three ex-lovers of Graham Plattner reveal his awful physical abuse, shocking behavior, sickening remarks like, quote, "I would rape them to show I'm dominant," end of quote, and admitting that the Nazi tattoo he had, he indeed knew was a Nazi tattoo. See you, Graham. It was nice knowing you. Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Going to sell your home right now. Of course, this is the peak season of selling homes. So if you're thinking about it or you've been sitting on the fence, call Vinny today. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call. Once you both agree on asking price, time frame, and because of his database of nearly 13,000 buyers, your home is going to sell within minutes or hours, maybe even a day. But that's how quickly it happens when you use Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Because once you agree and you sign the contract, your home was sold guaranteed, but doesn't sell for that price in that time frame. He pays you in cash at market rates. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, or check him out at vinnysteele.com. Have a great weekend. See you Monday at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.